last time on the Don and Mike Show.
You're a Drew Barrymore fan?
I think she's cute. Yeah, I like Drew.
Why would that men think she's hot?
I can't imagine what her OBGYN goes through.
Oh, my
every
God.
Month.
They could paint her up real nice. I'm sure you chip off that fingernail polish. You'd have dirt and boogers and blood and little pieces of BM under her.
Oh. Drew Barrymore.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. Call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh,
but turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stacy, I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Pussy. Goldstein, Johnson, pussy. Ivan, pussy cat, an old John, forget about it, you suck. Faggot, you pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, with a crown made of thorns
and nail holes in his hand.
Wow. Please welcome our Savior,
yes,
the Messiah.
Yes.
You may know him as J.C., son of G. I know him as Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A., Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob!
What do you say, Van?
Well, he had a show called me this morning as a reminder.
Really? What's a reminder?
He called me Rob. He said it's December 7th. Never forget.
All right, Pearl Harbor Day. Right.
59 Amen. Years ago. But
Amen,
about,
Rob.
How about you, Rob? Might have been yesterday, so never forget.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Montpelier and all the ships at sea. With fingernails that are totally devoid of pieces of BM, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, speak for yourself, Rob.
Yeah.
And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Brought to you by Half a Real Network, the Westwood One Radio Network. It's the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show. Thank you for listening, and it's a new episode on Thursday, December 7th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hits. This is where we always love to say,
welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. Welcome to our Christmas world.
Come on in.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, it begins today.
Miracles, I guess.
Miracles. Officially, the Christmas season.
Some of our miracles have already arrived, Don.
It begins today.
Step into my heart.
Yes. Tom Gavin is Jesus. Dennis is Santa.
Leave your cares behind.
Ho, Joe, Mr. 40, Cheryl the Big Dyke is the wise man.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. And of course, I have to remind each and every one of you, it's Bill with you in mind.
Bill with you in mind.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah. Bill with you in mind.
Well, let me be the first to say.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Yes.
And
they're all there. And perhaps the tape that we are most divided on among our listeners. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
That's right.
We play it every year Christmas time.
Everybody, it's Christmas.
Yeah. That's right.
Everybody, all
behold.
London,
Paris,
and New York.
Turkey,
Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the song.
Oh. Everywhere it's Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh.
Christmas.
Right.
From the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so it's officially begun. Christmas is less than 3 weeks away. We are starting officially our Christmas season today. And our Christmas gift to you. Let's see if I can pull him up on the wireless microphone outside.
I heard him.
Here he is now. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dennis.
I'm gone, I'm Mike.
Hey,
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Merry Christmas to you. There. And to all a good guys.
There he is, outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, the CBS building on Toothless Main Street in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia. It's Dennis in his Santa hat.
Hi.
Ready to perform. You know, much like the Today Show has those dumbass concerts in the plaza.
This is like that.
Yes, this is our gift to you. Dennis is outside. And now I understand, Rob, I'm going to be running the music from in here, right?
Right.
So pull out one of the karaoke CDs.
Oh. And Dennis will sing along. Dennis, do you have lyrics?
Yeah, I have lyrics, yeah.
Oh, no, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dennis, please throw the lyrics away. You are not allowed to have the lyrics. That was a question I was asked before the show today, if we wanted him to have lyrics, and I specifically said no.
Oh, good, very good.
That it should just be Dennis singing to the best of his ability.
Absolutely.
Rob, do you have a menu of songs for me? I mean,
you got the CD, right?
Yeah, I've got Dennis's CD, but I thought we had like some Muzak beautiful music version.
Oh, really? I guess not. I think Dennis is going to sing along to his own CD.
Oh, no.
No. I was absolutely told today that we would have like instrumental versions.
Really?
So the Dennis could sing holiday favorites for us.
Who told you that?
The producer, Charles Broyhill.
Charles Loring Broyhill.
That's right. I see joining you outside is Mr. 40, one of the wise men.
And Homo Joe.
And Homo Joe. Well, bring them both by, Dennis.
40? Joe, come on by. 40, you got something to go and like?
I'm waving at him now.
Welcome to my world.
Hi, 40. He's out there drinking out of a brown paper bag.
Very good.
And how about Homo Joe?
Hi, Don and Mike. Angry wise man here.
Hi, Dennis, please, because not everybody has headphones, ask Joe how his ribs are.
Joe, how are your ribs?
Percocet makes them really fine, Dennis.
So you're feeling fine right now?
I am feeling great, and I have been without sex for 2 days in a row now. That's pretty sad.
Hey, where's the real star of the show, though?
Yes, where's the baby Jesus?
Come on, Jesus. Come on, baby Jesus. Come on, hurry up.
All right, well, hey, don't be so hard on Tom.
Dennis, I saw you picking on Tom before. I don't like that.
Listen, the baby Jesus is using his cane to walk up.
I walked through the lobby, and Tom was very excited to see me, and Dennis immediately told him to calm down.
Sure.
Hi, Jesus.
Hi, you know what
Jesus. He's a little wound up today.
Hey, Jesus, can you roar for us? It's a wonderful holiday sitting for anyone who wants to drive by. And
he's very excited.
And take a look at the festivities outside.
Man, how you doing, baby Jesus?
I'm doing fine.
Baby Jesus, can you tell us a little bit about your birth and about what your life meant?
I don't know anything about my birth and my life.
Interesting. Tom, what are you going to get out of Tom?
Tom, do you know anything about Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what you know about Jesus.
What?
Tom, what do you know about Jesus? Tom?
I don't know.
Tom, what do you know?
Mr. Foot, I mean,
Oh, it does make me laugh.
Tom, who is... You should have just seen... Tom just had, like, a gallon of saliva come out of his mouth.
He's my favorite. I'm sorry. He is the top of the list for me right now.
All right, here's a question for you, Tom. A trivia question.
Go ahead.
Who is Jesus' mom?
Mary.
Right. All right, you got that right,
Tom.
Who's Jesus' dad?
God.
All right, good. You're two for two. Then tell me more about Jesus. If you know Jesus' mom and dad, tell me about the life of Jesus.
He's gay.
Oh,
what'd you say?
My
he's gay?
Goodness, Tom.
Tom, I don't think that... I've never read that in the Bible that Jesus is gay.
I don't think so. Not that there'd be anything wrong with it. Nothing at all, of course.
Tom, where did you hear that Jesus is gay?
From Homo Joe?
Homo Joe told me.
Homo Joe told me. All right. Homo Joe told me. Hey, listen, why don't you get the microphone to 40 for a second? Put a real broadcaster in charge of this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, look what I'm looking at.
Oh, I mean, he's the Al Michaels of that group.
Right,
no doubt about it.
That's what I'm saying. He's the freaking Peter Jennings down there right now.
It's private property right here, right?
Yes, yeah, so private property, yes. You are more than welcome to have your holiday eggnog in a brown paper bag.
Right.
Now,
on that sidewalk, I can get arrested.
Now, 40, I see that there are actually some people who have gathered already.
Folks that have
passers-by.
Gotten ready for the Christmas concert.
Wow. Some passers-by. Well, bring them up and talk to them for a second. Let's meet some of the people who have come by to share the Christmas holiday, and then we'll have Dennis sing the very first song of the show.
First up, we have, what's your name, dog?
My name is Marco.
Marco.
I go to high school down the road there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't have none of that. So how you doing? Yeah. What time is it? You out of school already?
We just got out, man.
What time is the time?
3:20, guys.
Can you roar?
And 40, please refer to him as the baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, can you roar?
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
All right, Marco, and we got who else?
My name's Gio.
Gio, Marco.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. Who else?
Emily.
And Emily.
Emily. They just out here chilling, everybody. We just chilling, you know what I'm saying?
All right, now, who's the guy next to Jesus? Who's that? Who's the guy with the sweater vest?
Hold on. What's your name?
Ryder.
Is that Ryder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Ryder.
Is that Ryder, the guy we're sending out to Vegas?
Exactly.
Ryder.
You want to talk to Ryder real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Send Ryder inside. We want to talk to him during our next break.
Okay. All right. We'll get him one in there.
They've all shown up today.
Is there a manger for the baby Jesus?
I don't think.
Or is it going to be like a folding chair?
Oh.
I think we're just going to have him. We're just going to have him sit on the lawn. You know, we actually tried to find a manger.
Couldn't do it, huh?
Well,
you'd have to get a special reinforcement.
I mean, we called around and we said, what's the biggest baby manger you have?
Yeah.
And the biggest one would, like, hold Tom's left leg.
Maybe borrow that FedEx truck that brought the pandas in.
All right, well, let's start the festivities. This will be ongoing throughout the show.
Right.
Certainly not something you're just going to be able to enjoy now.
No, not at all.
A manger.
Oh, we have a manger for him? Oh, there you go. No, it's not, Buzz. It's a chair.
It's a chair, yes. The
it's
chair
a chair
is
from the lobby.
Where's your spirit? Manger!
Pretend.
Poor Buzz is so gullible. We say, there's the manger, Buzz. Wow.
We have great listeners. I thought maybe somebody brought one.
Well, Buzz and I are at a disadvantage here because we can't see out to the street, so you're going to have to interpret for us what's going on. Mike, we got the new setup. You can move right to that microphone where you can see.
Hey,
this is terrific. Yes, I can.
All you got to do is switch mics, Mike.
All right, wonderful. Hello there.
Hey,
hi, guys. See, now you can see everything.
Oh, that's terrific.
All right, Santa Claus, are you ready?
Yes.
This makes all the difference in the world. I got to tell you that right now.
All right, Santa, the first song you're going to be singing is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start our Christmas spectacular. Here is Santa Claus live on the plaza singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This, I believe, is the intro, Dennis.
I know.
There you go. Hold on, still the intro. I'll cue ya.
No, it doesn't start like that, does it?
How about come, Mike?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
But
do you recall?
Oh.
Recall the most.
All right, here we go. Christmas karaoke.
That's a good verse. first song.
No, hold on.
I'm just not, but Dennis, sorry, but it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Dennis, wing it.
You don't know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, Tom, you do it.
Everybody.
All right, hold on, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis has handed the microphone to Tom.
I'm
going to
be doing this song for him.
Tom's going to do it.
Tom, do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me restart it, Tom. Wait for the intro. Here we go. And now the Don and Mike Show presents a very special moment as the baby Jesus, played by Tom Gavin, sings Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dancer and Prancer and Dixon.
Amazing.
Do you ever see me?
Recall. But Tom, do you recall?
You recall.
The most famous,
reindeer of all.
All right, now wait, hold on. One, two, three, four, go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Good, Tom. And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers, call him names. And if you ever call him and it's a foggy Christmas Eve, came to say, hey, off with your nose to bite, but you glad must play tonight. Put off the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Still better than Dennis.
Put off the red-nosed reindeer, in the story.
Musical interviews. Now you guys can do your dance steps, Dennis and Homo Joe.
And Tom, this is where I believe that you can say something to the crowd.
Hey, you can talk to the crowd. Hey out there, guys.
Hello there, guys. How you guys doing?
Identify yourself as the baby Jesus.
My name is Tom Gavin from the Don and Mike Show. How you guys doing?
You're the baby Jesus.
My name is Baby Jesus.
That's right, Tom. All right, now hold on. I'm going to cue you again. For Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay. And ready? Go.
That one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you glide my sleigh tonight?
There you go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right, now here's the big fish. You go down in history.
Down in history.
Way to go, Tom.
Well, that
was fantastic. Beautiful.
That was very nice and certainly better than Santa Dennis.
Absolutely.
All right. Very nice, Jesus.
Dennis, are there any Christmas songs that you actually know the lyrics to?
I'm going to give Dennis the easiest one of all.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Don, you're in Jingle Bells.
Yeah, Tom, you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
How sad that is that Tom and I are as one.
Yes, absolutely. Tom is doing a fine job today.
Hey, Santa?
Yes, Don.
Okay, now listen.
Yes.
Here you go.
Okay.
Jingle Bells.
Okay.
How can you F up Jingle Bells?
Well, hey, it's very easy, but I think I know the work, I hope.
All right, here we go. And I'll cue you, Dennis. Go.
Catching through the snow, there's a one-eyed open sleigh.
You gotta see him dance,
yeah.
Now he's doing his dance steps. This is a good Christmas show. It's a good concert.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, he's working the crowd now. Don't be frightened.
Go all the way.
making experience.
Right.
Come on, Dennis.
Oh, God. What a mess. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, almost done.
Hearts open.
Yeah. All
right.
You know, Dennis is... Dennis's voice has definitely taken on an Axl Rose quality in the last few
years. Oh,
really? All right, now, I hadn't planned on putting him on the spot today, but Mr. 40?
40!
Mr. 40? Now, I know that music is your forte.
Forte.
You've got, yes, a little pun there. You've got the MP3s happening, all of that on your website.
Right.
Mr. 40, are you up for We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
40. Oh, 40.
All I know is the hook.
All right, how about...
I mean, the chorus.
How about Deck the Halls?
I'm on... That's all I know of all of them.
All right, how about... All right, well, then you do the Rudolph.
You do Jingle Bells.
You do Deck the Halls, you'd know that, 40. All right, goes Deck the Halls, fa-la-la-la-la, right? All right, you do the Rudolph song.
Rudolph?
Yeah, everybody knows Rudolph.
This will be good.
All right, everybody, now with a little bit of a soul flare. Here you go, soul brother number one, and one of the wise men. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. 40, live on the plaza.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is going to be a soulful interpretation. Because Lord help me, but I don't know the words. I don't know all of the reindeers. You only had two, Rudolph and Dasher.
All right, you made it through the intro part. Okay, now here comes the hook in 3, 2, 1.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Yeah, he's doing it.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Yeah.
All of the other reindeer used to drink 40s with me. But then Santa Claus came through there, said we had to drink some Jack D. Put in one for two Christmas Eve. Santa came to say,
hey,
off with your nose so bright. Won't you take me down to the liquor store? And all the reindeers loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And they shouted out with glee, Rudolph and all your reindeers, y'all going to drink with Mr. 40.
Well, now that is a beautiful rendition.
Bravo, 40.
A beautiful rendition.
That's a textbook performance right there.
Let's now go to Homosexual Joseph.
Ah, fantastic.
Homosexual Joseph.
Yes,
hepped up on
wise man here.
Hepped up on goofballs. Joe, because you're a homosexual, I know that you're detail-oriented.
And that's a lovely scarf that you've got
today,
Joe.
Well, it's my angry wise man suit, Joe.
Yeah, you got decked out. We appreciate it.
I tried to do something in quick fix, but...
There's something I love about the modern gay man. The modern gay man is like a walking palm pilot.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yes.
They're organized.
Total organization.
Joe, I'm going to count on you to know the words.
Okay.
Do you know the words to Deck the Halls?
Oh, Deck the Halls. Yes, I know that one well.
All right. Hey, I want to give everybody a round of applause.
They're doing good.
Yeah, they're performing today. Nobody's letting us down. Ladies and gentlemen, now singing Deck the Halls, please welcome our favorite.
There's a lovely Tammy standing there by the
chair. Homo Joe. Hold on, Joe.
Ricky, I got this all tied up in Tammy. You know, I am trisexual, and she is lovely.
Yeah, you know, for a homosexual, you sure notice Tammy there. All right, here we go.
Hold on. I got to
Ricky. All right, we'll start it from the top.
Okay, from the top.
Fantastic show. This is the good one. It's our concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, he loves it in the butt. Here is Homo Joe.
Deck the halls with all my fellas. Going to hit them all on down their throats.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, Dennis. I'm sorry, Don. I'm failing on this miserably.
Don, I believe Homo Joe might not be able to sing.
I have a little stage fright here. What's that mean?
Broken ribs there, you know.
Oh, is that what it is? Come on, Joe. Stay with it, Joe.
Okay.
La la la.
La 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 la. La la la. La la.
Okay, hold it. And
deck the halls with all my fellas. They're all
playing in my den. They are waiting anxiously, in their hands and knees, await for me. They just love me, I and fellas, one by one, with Mr. Condom. Check the halls with all my belly.
Very well done, Joe.
You limped through that one.
Don and Mike, I want to let you know, on all our websites tonight, we will have the video from this fiasco out here.
Very good.
That would be on homojoe.com, tomgavin.com, mr40.com, dennismurphy.com. They've all got goddamn websites.
They do, and it's going to be a wonderful Christmas fiasco.
Yeah, it will be.
Dennis?
Yeah, Donald.
Dennis, I believe what we would like for the finale is all of you guys. Now, how many microphones do we have?
We just have one, Don.
Just one microphone?
Yeah.
What are we gonna have them arrange themselves in chorus style?
Yeah, sure. Yes, we'd like Mr. 40, Baby Jesus Tom Gavin, Santa Claus Dennis Murphy, Wise Man Homo Joe.
Tom keeps reaching for the microphone. Dennis won't let him have it.
Well, let Tom have the microphone.
Okay. Here's Tom.
How you doing, Jesus?
Whoa!
Yeah. Tell me something, Jesus. How does it feel?
Hey, Baby Jesus just finished off my brew.
Oh, no. You're letting Tom drink.
Hey, Baby Jesus.
Yes?
How does it feel to have died for the sins of millions?
I don't care.
That's very generous of him, actually.
Yeah.
How about that? He's nonchalant about it.
I'm serving in the lobby, please.
What's that, Tom? What were you doing?
Soda?
Do you want somebody to buy you a soda?
I got the soda in the lobby. It's in the lobby.
Just need someone to fetch it. What's your flavor of choice today, Tom? What kind of soda are you enjoying?
Refer to him as Jesus, please.
Jesus, what's the type of soda you're enjoying today?
Coke.
Ah, very creative.
All right, here we go. The big finale that everybody's going to be singing together is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yay. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
So we'd like to start with Tom, then I'll have Tom pass the microphone to Dennis, and then to Mr. 40 and the Homo Joe.
And it's just great to see the faces of everybody enjoying this show. Everybody's really having a good time.
Well, everybody give these guys a nice round of applause.
Very good.
A lot of people have shown up outside today for our official kickoff of the Christmas season.
This is better than any tree lighting you'd go to see. Absolutely.
Yep. You bet your ass.
Wendell has brought out Tom's Coke by carrying it out with pliers. Dennis liked that.
Dennis enjoyed that. Who's got the microphone right now?
I think Dennis has it between two pillows.
No, he does not.
Tom's got it.
Jesus has it.
Tom, can we hear you have a nice sip of your beverage on the microphone?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
How's that?
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Lovely.
All right, here's the song that everybody's going to be singing together. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Good, good, good.
Okay? Big finale song. We'd like all of you to gather around Tom now. All of our stars.
Very good. Come on, stars. Hello, stars.
Hi, stars.
Homo Joe. And,
I'm live.
Don't you think it'd be nice if they held hands? I know one person would have to hold the microphone, but I think it'd be nice if they held hands.
Let Dennis hold the microphone since Dennis only has one hand.
Yeah, and then everybody else hold hands and kind of sway back and forth.
No.
Okay, and Dennis, now listen, don't be a microphone hog here, Santa. Pass the mic around, let everybody sing, okay? Hello, Santa. Santa, you got it?
No.
He won't give it up?
Jesus will not.
Tom and Santa. Jesus and Santa are fighting.
I'm like now.
And hold on, you know what? We have a request. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello, Amy.
It's Ami.
Oh, Ami. Excuse me, Ami.
Ami.
Everyone makes that mistake.
Okay, Amy.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you, Amy. What can we do for you?
I wanted to request a Hanukkah song.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I know that Dennis can do the a cappella on this. And
sure.
Dennis knows the dreidel song.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Santa Dennis, if you would please sing the dreidel song for us.
One, two, ready, go.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
You know, didn't we get him to record it last year?
Yeah.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Okay. Now dreidel, 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 now dreidel I will play.
Okay. Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 now I will make you clay.
Fantastic. Very close. Very good.
Made all the Jews in the audience very happy.
Good
Dennis.
Job.
Very nice.
Good job, Dennis.
Okay, I know. All right.
Okay, Dennis.
Here we go with the big finale now. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is where Jesus and Santa and the wise men all sing together. Are you ready, singers?
Yes, we'll go.
All right, hold on. I don't hear anybody except Dennis.
Yes, we'll go, Don.
All right, can you hear me, Jesus?
No, I can't hear you.
Well,
he just answered you.
Jesus, you just answered so you can hear.
I can't hear you. This is the wolf.
Well, now he's the wolf.
The wolf.
He's a Christmas wolf. Hey, are you the Christmas wolf now?
Yes, I'm the Christmas wolf.
Hey, I bet Christmas wolves yell and roar.
You know what? Hold on. Let me just reset for a second. We'll come back with the finale in a moment. I got the feeling that we're shooting a whole wad here.
Yeah, I know. We ought to stretch this out a little bit more.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. Thanks, Dennis, for the direction.
Okay, Don. Okay, Don.
All right, come on, Dennis. And Dennis, do you have your CDs that you're hawking today?
Yes, I have the CDs out here. I have around 400 CDs available.
What's the Christmas price today, Dennis? What's the special one-day price?
No, one-day price is $10.
$10?
Yeah.
What a bargain.
$10. Come on, Dennis. Do better than that. It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. You're making $9, Dennis.
I don't have change. Okay, $9. $9.
All right, do I hear eight?
No, $9.
$9? Hold on, look at someone in the crowd is actually holding money. Dennis, go make a sale.
Yeah, Dennis, go make some sales.
Hold on. Take the microphone. I want to hear you actually sell the CD.
Hi. Would you like to have the CD?
$5 will take your CD.
Okay. Good.
Oh, my God. What was that?
$5. The guy just gave him $5 for
Jason,
the CD.
My name is Jason. I want to say hi to Jen. I told you I'd be here.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Thank you for buying my CD.
Oh, wow. Hold on, Dennis. What about the guy on his knees there?
Hold on. Got another sale. $5, okay.
Oh my God. God bless.
There you go. What's your name?
Name's RJ.
Come on, RJ.
You got it.
RJ the DJ.
RJ.
Oh, there's your money. Hey,
okay.
RJ.
Okay,
another one.
Okay, what's
your
name?
My name is Gio. Oh, hey, Gio.
Merry
Christmas, Dennis.
He's
the worst businessman.
He's the worst businessman in the world. But Homo Joe, fortunately, is helping him out there.
Hi, Lola. How you doing?
I'm well, Dennis. How are you?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, what are you doing tonight?
Dennis, just sell your CD.
Dennis, sell your CD.
Hey, you want to go out to dinner tonight?
I'm not sure if I can, but I'm so glad to meet you.
Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Dennis, don't give up. I pressed the matter. See if she wants to go out to dinner.
Here's a CD for you. If I give you a CD.
Oh, a hot girl comes up. He just gives her a CD.
Hey, got a hug.
Help me, please.
I sort of have someone I'm seeing.
Why did you say no? You don't have a boyfriend. You're not going out.
Can I give you a kiss on the cheek?
Okay, give me a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Dennis, tell that girl to give her $50 if she Frenches you.
Hey, God will give you $50 if you French kiss me.
Oh, no. She's thinking about it.
$50. $50 to French him right now.
Really broke.
She needs the money. She needs the money. That's
good. Really broke.
Kiss me.
Lots of 21-year-olds broke.
Few minutes to think about it.
Yeah, so give you a commercial break to think about.
Very good.
Okay. What's your name again?
Laura.
All right. Woo-hoo! All right, Dennis, get the microphone back to Jesus for a second.
Okay, here's Jesus.
And here's a time on your mind for everybody to enjoy fresh breath this Christmas.
Okay. How you doing, Jesus?
Turn me up a little bit more. Hey, go to the website, TomGavin.com. You'll see the videos.
Everybody's plugging. All of these people have websites now.
Absolutely. Aren't they wonderful?
All right, and Homo Joe? Hold on. Everybody's got a microphone now, I think.
This is amazing.
Yes, Dynamike, I'm here. Homo
Joe, there you are. All right, hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. What would you like to plug, Joe?
Not a thing, Dynamike. I'm here to just make the festivities kind of go somewhere. I'm not sure where it's going, but it's going somewhere fast.
Very generous of you.
And I might have to a 40 with Mr. 40 later.
Very good.
Percocets and 40s work well together.
All right, everybody just stay cool outside. We'll have the big finale to this concert in just a moment.
You know, after this is over, Joe, maybe you could take everybody to the subway and you could perform on the subway.
Yes, I might just have to do that. But, you know, I've been celibate for 2 days. I don't know what's going on there. But
I know what Joe would like to plug today. Some guy's ass.
Well, Dynamike, maybe not, I don't know. But I want to shout out to this nice young man named John.
You are definitely on medication, Joe.
You are so high, Joe.
Loopy.
Jesus, you are so high.
I'm so sorry, Dynamike. But, you know, Percocets work wonders.
Very good.
Take care of those rib pains.
Okay, Jesus. I got to turn that off for just a second.
Take a little break?
Yeah, absolutely. Take a break.
Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy out there. Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Christmas is friggin' wearing me out. Let's clear these lines now.
And it's the first day, Don.
Let's start the show with a call 100. Listen, then we'll come back and we'll get one more song from all the wonderful carolers outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to meet the guy, Ryder, who we're sending out to Vegas to get laid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or to Reno to get laid. Oh, and hold on.
Yeah.
Buzz has just held up a sign. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now for the secret sound, the Christmas secret sound. A celebrity death?
Yes.
Let us guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Let us guess.
I'm going to say Bob Hope.
No, sorry.
I'm going to say... So the first guess is just a... Just a wide open guess?
Yeah, I guess so. That we can't ask... I guess, are we going to do questions?
Right, then I'm going to guess Harrison Ford.
No, no.
Dudley Moore?
No, he's all alive and well.
Liza Minnelli.
Hold on. Hint. Give us a hint now.
It's someone who would be associated with the show, with the content of the show. So Bob Hope was a good guess, but it wasn't Bob.
God damn it. Bing Crosby is dead.
Robert Goulet?
No.
Andy Williams?
No.
Strom Thurmond?
No.
All right, give us another hint.
He's from television.
Bob Barker?
No. No.
No. No. But he's associated with Christmas, not with this show, right?
Oh, no, not with Christmas.
Let me ask you a question. Is it a surprise death?
Not terribly, if you keep up on these things.
Is he associated with this show or with Christmas?
With this show.
Oh, Dick Van Patten.
No.
Al Molinaro.
No.
Burl.
No.
We need another hint.
Old television. Let's say some of the episodes were in black and white.
Don Knotts?
No.
That guy who was Major Healy?
No.
Hagman?
No.
How many times has he been on? Has he ever been on the show in person or is it all
yes.
on the phone?
He's been on the show in person.
Buddy Epson?
No.
The professor, Russell Johnson?
No.
Do you have a guess, Charlie? You don't know? Do you want to guess?
Oh, he should know.
Andy Griffith?
No, sorry.
How about one of those guys from Batman?
No, not them.
Is it Eddie Haskell?
No.
Christ, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. And
what was the network the show was originally on, do you think?
CBS.
Ed Sullivan.
No.
Eddie Arnold.
Still dead, no.
On CBS.
Merv Griffin.
No.
Floyd the Barber.
No.
Primarily a comedy guy?
Was it anybody from Andy at Mayberry?
No. And yes, it was a comedy guy.
Hold on.
No.
Jethro.
No.
Art Carney was a good guest, though. Have you been upstairs to see Don's office door?
No, I haven't.
Is it Clink?
Oh, Colonel Clink?
Yes.
Oh.
Bernard Klemperer.
Oh, that was actually Lisa's guess.
Bernard Klemperer.
Werner Klemperer.
So Lisa had it right?
Ah.
80 years old.
And,
very good,
I mean,
Lisa.
A staple of this.
Yeah, you're right. We've had him on plenty of times.
Werner Klemperer. He will be missed.
Yes,
well, the great news is we'll be able to talk to him today on the show.
Oh, good.
Already.
And you know what? The last time he was on the show, where's that card of him?
Right now.
The last time he was on the show, I think it's in the outside rack, Robbie, is where he said, what a horrible thing to say.
That's right.
To comment to something that we made.
He'll be delighted that we'll be able to talk to him.
That was a comment he made about something we said. Those are the last words that we ever had with the late Colonel Klink. There he was. In his last appearance on this show, may God rest his soul.
What a horrible thing to say.
There he is.
What a horrible thing to say.
Well, Buzz, it's a day of great joy with the Christmas extravaganza.
Yes.
Day of great sorrow. But we'll think back and remember.
What a horrible thing to say.
Colonel Klink, Werner Klemperer, the last time he was on this show.
Yeah, he's on by phone a couple of times and in studio years ago.
Right? Yes. And the last thing he said to us.
What a horrible thing to say.
Well, all right.
Very good.
He's gone.
He will be missed.
Was his death the fault of the zookeeper?
No. He's only the zookeeper. They've never had an escape from his camp.
Only from the zoo. What sent me to the Russian front?
What a delightful sense of humor, General Bolkonder.
You know, I believe we could probably do a two-way today with Major Hochstetter talking.
Yes, because I think Major Hochstetter's no longer with us.
I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Talking to Colonel Clay Flive, welcoming him to heaven.
Absolutely.
I know Leon Askin is dead, who played General Burkhalter.
Okay, listen, call 100 times. Secret sound. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
There's an element of meanness in them.
Right.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Not today, not when we kick off the Christmas season with our big concert out on the plaza.
Mangertacular.
And, you know, we like lowballing the fact that occasionally we do something nice for somebody. But
right.
That guy Ryder is here, and we're going to bring him in a second. The guy who was in the car accident who had some brain damage.
Right.
And we're going to make his day when we bring him in here.
Absolutely. Get some good news for him.
Nobody tell him, but he's going to be getting laid this weekend.
Right on.
Out in Reno. With the help, I might ask, of the Reno Police Department.
Very good. Very good. And he gets to take a friend with him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes. Yes, you are. What be thy name?
Peter.
Peter, where are you from?
New York.
City?
Rockland County, right? That's right in New York City.
So you're an NEW person?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
See, now what a happenstance this is.
Wow. How did you know to call, sir?
I just know what time you're on from the NEW website.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
That's how you do it. Well, listen, my friend, call 100. First, you've won the Lobstergram delivery of two live Maine lobsters.
That is an awesome prize. It's fantastic.
Great. Courtesy of Lobstergram, check out www.livelob.com for a description of all of the Lobstergram deliveries that are available. Now, are you ready to go for $500?
I think so.
Secret sound number one, the holiday secret sound. We'll play it for you. You see, this is great.
If right.
A guy from New York could win because the people from New York City
yep.
generally don't get to participate because we're on the time delay.
Right.
But this guy noodled it through and figured yeah. a way around it. And what dumb luck it is that the guy's the 100th caller.
He's using his thinking cap.
Love that. Well, good luck. We'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet through the holidays.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The Christmas secret sound. Yeah, right from those bells. They really freshen this bit up. And as always,
and the odds are in my favor. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. A pizza.
Yes.
Pizza for $500. What's the sound?
Is it curling ribbon?
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
But you know what? I swear to friggin' God, that's the third guess we've gotten
right.
of a sound that we rejected.
Okay?
Wow. That was a sound that we had where we had ribbon, and we took a knife, a razor blade, and you,
right.
you know how you...
Yep.
Down the side to make it all curly.
Yep, right.
Yep, that's not it, though. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You'll hear yourself tonight on NEW. And please, everybody else, remember that every guest is a clue
for you.
For you. These people are getting dangerously close with their guesses.
Ooh, absolutely.
Dangerously freaking close. Okay, let's wind up the Christmas concert outside.
Hey. Hey, Don.
Yes, yes. Hello, Jesus.
Hey, you know what's out here? Pizza, man.
Oh, pizza. You having a nice big slice of pizza, Tom?
Not yet.
You know, Papa John's a part of the four of Baca Gazuca.
Papa John's.
Are we having a special pizza?
Anybody, yeah,
it's
that
Uncle Joe. It's a sausage pizza.
Oh, hey, very good, Uncle Joe.
No, I love that. Sausage, too.
Right, well, our thanks to Papa John's.
Papa John's, please.
Listen, before we do the final song, has the 21-year-old girl decided if she wants the French dentist?
Mom!
Hey,
Laura.
Hey, Mike.
Laura, what are you going to do? Are you going to French kiss me or not?
Hey, I'll do it.
How long do I have to French kiss him?
I'll do it.
Hey, hold on. Be quiet.
Tom, you got to be quiet.
Be quiet, Jesus.
Tom talked to my mother on the telephone.
That's wonderful, Laura. Thank you for sharing that.
Laura, at least 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Make it, Don. Don, you going to give her $50?
Yeah.
I think you should make it an even 30 seconds.
We got side bets out here.
15 seconds.
Seconds for $50.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
30.
Whoa. That's a long time.
Yeah, but normally Don pays $100 for 60 seconds, ma'am.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
Why I was breaking it down.
At the Las Vegas style show, you're absolutely right.
$25 for 15 seconds.
You're right.
What are you saying, Laura?
$50, 30 seconds.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic, Laura. Way to go.
You know what I'd like to ask you both to do is move a little to your left.
Greg, what?
Because you're out of my mind.
Hey, Rob, is there a chance we get those blinds pulled up, too, so we get a better view? This is something we need to see clearly. Of course, the WJFK windows always freshly scrubbed.
Well, all right, there they go. Hi, Dennis. Oh, that girl's hot. Yeah, fantastic. She's cute.
A little foreman for you.
Oh, wow.
Look at nice ass. She's rubbing her ass.
And she's showing it to Homo Joe. You know, that's my favorite entry point.
Laura, I guess you're proud of that body part, huh?
Yes, I am.
Very nice. All right, Laura, well...
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Laura, we're ready. We're going to start...
Have a swig of that 40.
All right, she's going to take a swig of 40 first. She needs a drink before she kisses Dennis. Okay, Laura, who incidentally is hot. Laura, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have no idea. I've been told Cameron Diaz, but I don't know.
Yes, yeah, very much.
A little bit.
Very good for you, Dennis. I like Dennis. Nonchalant Dennis. A little bit.
No, please. Are you ready? And you're right, Rodney.
I'll ever be.
A little Claire Dane also, maybe in that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 30 seconds, 30 and I mean, really.
Angie Dickens.
Really, you got to tongue him, okay?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go. And Dennis, keep the microphone there.
Go!
Seconds.
Nine.
Eight.
Oh, no.
It's only been 10 seconds.
15 seconds.
You confused me there. Now you're starting on 10. Nine.
Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. One.
Bye.
You're here.
Thank you, Ma.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, how was it?
It was beautiful,
she said.
Hey, you know.
That's fantastic. Now, Laura, seriously.
Yes.
What was it like Frenching Dennis? You can be absolutely brutally honest with us.
Honest to God, I've kissed worse.
Really?
Wow.
How about that, Dan? In Dennis's book, that counts as a compliment. I've kissed worse.
Yeah. It wasn't like putting your tongue into a nest of slugs.
No.
Oh, very good.
Hey, I'm doing better.
You are doing better.
And Laura, I think the question we all want to know, what does Dennis taste like today?
Well, he just ate a piece of pizza, which I think I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John Tuka. Woo!
Were there any food particles on your tongue when you got done?
No.
Oh, good.
No particles.
Because if there were, you might want to just make sure it's food.
All right. Give her $50. And now, if we can get Jesus and Santa,
Don,
and the wise men together, yes, baby Jesus.
I like the French Chester for $50.
No. Sorry, Tom. That's a one-time offer. Sorry, Tom. I mean, sorry, Jesus.
Hey, I know you're upset about that. You might as well roar. He doesn't hear me.
Walk on.
Hey, don't tell me to do that. They only did one thing.
Yeah, there you go. Way to stand up for yourself, Tom.
That's why you're Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Very good.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Very good.
Hey, Jesus, can you balance your cane on your head?
Yeah. Hey, have the kid in the white shirt clear the way so we can see what sounds. Yeah, there you go.
My.
You haven't lived until you've seen Jesus actually balancing a cane on his head.
Murphy, be quiet, please.
There we go.
He's done it.
Bravo.
That's a beautiful
good
trick.
Good job, Tom.
That's a beautiful trick.
Would we be pressing our Christmas miracle luck to ask Jesus to spin his cane on his head?
Hey, Tom, can you...
Yes, I can do that.
All right, spin your cane. He's got his hat on his cane right
when
now.
When Jesus has an audience, it's good when you let Jesus really pull out all the stuff.
So Jesus is a performer.
Sure.
Well, there we go. You know, he does love his miracles.
Yes, he does.
All right, now we're getting the balance. Oh,
wait.
Hold on. It's a little slippery.
Can't rush perfection.
A little Christmas sweat.
Here we go. Get ready for a Jesus show.
Oh, dear. He's making it sticky.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God. I bet that head smells good now.
Yes. Here we go.
Come on, Jesus.
Clement.
All
right. Well, that was good job.
That wasn't bad. That was Murphy. Did that. Don't do it again, Murphy.
That's right. Oh, listen, now you're pissing Jesus off, Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santa.
You're pissing me off, Jesus. Oops.
Hey, Santa, would you like to fight? Would you like, Jesus, would you like to fight Santa?
Yes, I'll bust him over the head with this cane.
Oh. Now, listen, we don't need to have Jesus and Santa fighting on today's show.
They just don't like each other.
Frankly, I think that Jesus is jealous of Santa, and Santa is jealous of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they're rivals. They're rivals. Santa and Jesus are rivals. All right, now here we go. Now he's going to spin it.
Almost
there.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go.
All the way around. Nicely done, baby Jesus.
Good job, baby Jesus. Go.
All right, now to finish up our holiday concert on the plaza.
And what a concert it's been, Doug.
Let's assemble everybody, Mr. 40, Homo Joe, Jesus Gavin, and Santa Dennis. We're going to finish it with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
And everybody can join in, right?
Yes, but primarily these guys on the microphone. But, yeah, everybody in the crowd certainly more than welcome to
Audience, you guys can join us.
Very good, Tom.
Sing along with Jesus. All right, let's give a mic check here. Homo Joe, are you ready?
I'm ready, Don Mike.
All right, Mr. 40?
You're damn right.
Okay, how about you, Santa Dennis?
I'm ready and willing.
And baby Jesus?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good party to you. Live on in this year. Live on in the Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry
Christmas.
A Happy New Year.
It's not over yet, guys.
Don, I believe a new holiday.
Happy New Beer.
A new holiday tradition is born.
I like this beer myself.
Hey, thanks, Dennis, my guest.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Final chorus coming up. Here we go, guys.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Real high, Dennis, real high.
Yes, go ahead, Dennis. You may do White Christmas.
Look out here. I'm going to have a White Christmas.
I'm singing along. They're jealous. Go ahead, interrupt
yourself.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh,
my God. I am so in the Christmas spirit right now.
Me too.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's enough.
You are done,
Murphy.
Is the Christmas spectacular over, Don?
It is over.
Let's give him a nice round of applause, everybody.
Thank you.
Nothing I like better than hearing Dennis and Tom fight for airtime.
We want to thank everybody who came down to watch Christmas on the plaza.
Thank everybody. Thank all of you. Wonderful.
I don't know. Everybody has a website.
We could have done it without you. Round of applause for yourself.
Yes. Who's that, 40?
40. Leading the crowd.
All right. Mr. 40, Mr. 40, what's your website?
Mr40.com.
There you go.
MISTA40.com. We got the rate beers up right now. Got a lot of sections on the way. Check it out, but keep coming back because we're still building, all right?
All right, I like the rate beers, 40. That's right. Good.
What about Homo Joe? Would you like to plug your website?
Yeah, Don and Mike, Homo Joe here. We have new clothing lines and stuff coming up on the website, and check it out every day. We have new things happening weekly. And thank you very much for...
What is the address, Joe?
HomoJoe.com.
Gotcha. And Tom Gavin, what's new on your our website.
I'll be getting some T-shirts coming up next time we get T-shirts made.
You are the pitchman. There is no doubt about that. What are the T-shirts going to say on them, Tom?
MonsterGavin.com and then TomGavin.com.
Beautiful. And finally, of course, the Donald Trump of this group,
the Dean of Entrepreneurs,
Dennis. What's new on DennisMurphy.com?
You got the Fego pictures. Most of all, you got the Christmas CD available for only $9.95.
That pizza lasted a long time, didn't it?
It's gone. I think there were four pizzas that are gone.
Oh,
Merry Christmas,
Dennis. You're
the greatest.
Oh, guys.
All right. Isn't that beautiful?
All right, now Joe is sharing pizza with everybody out there. Please, somebody close the blinds now.
Speak to my man Marshall for hooking me up with the ride out here. He hooked me up.
We don't need to see anymore.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm serious. Somebody close the friggin' blinds.
Tightly.
Somebody close the blinds, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, all the way.
Bye.
All the way.
Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Don, you want some... You want some peppers?
No, thank you, Jesus.
close them all the way.
Don't
yeah, there you go.
Close them.
Nice and nice. Nice and peaceful now.
Hi, everybody. You get a nice look at Lisa.
John?
Hey, what?
Yes,
what, Santa?
I'll be selling CDs at 10800 Main Street. Come on by, and I'll sell it to you for only $5.
Wow!
$4, Dennis. I'll help you. $4.
No, Tom, go home.
For the low. I am not going home, Dennis. I got to go do an appearance at Ruby Tuesdays right down the street.
John, cut us off, please.
Hold on. Jesus, you're doing an appearance?
I'm going down to... Me and Phil are going down to the... Ruby Tuesdays. They want us to come down there.
Thomas, is it the one we had lunch at?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Okay, so it's right over there, right off Route 50, or just inside of Route 66.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go see Tom. Boy, Dennis, I bet that you're jealous that Tom has an appearance.
No problem.
Tom, are they paying you to be there?
No. Some other guy, the manager wants. The manager's probably coming down, I bet you.
Is it the manager of another restaurant that wants you to go to Ruby Tuesday's, Tom?
No.
Manager's probably coming down, I'll bet you.
All right, well, thank you. Homo Joe, thank you for coming down today.
My pleasure, Donna Mike.
Mr. 40, always great seeing you. Have a great holiday.
You too.
All right. I'll do a Percocet for you guys, okay?
Okay.
You want some Motrin, Mama Joe? I got some Motrin.
No, I got better drugs.
Tom carries Motrin with him.
I carry Motrin too.
Anybody said to listen?
Some Homo Trin.
Anybody said to listen? Go to TomGavin.com. The pictures will be up.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am so happy Christmas.
Hey, too. Yo.
What?
Shorty's like, what about that Fitty?
Oh, is a girl who won the $50?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to get the cash out.
Send her inside, yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, she gets her money.
Yeah. Oh, you can go inside now.
Yeah, send her in.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
Goodbye, everybody.
That should more than cover the copay.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, just...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I don't understand.
Hello. Rob, don't forget my Christmas tree next year. I want it cheaper.
You got it, Joe.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Hello.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Don, do you want a Motrin after that?
Hey, Don, do you want a Motrin?
No, but tell Joe I need a Percocet.
I'll bring one in right for you.
They're good.
They are good. They
roar,
good.
Roar.
Roar. Roar.
All right, bye, Jesus.
Come on. Hi.
You go out looking like this.
I have to go to work today.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, God. You look so wonderful.
Thank you,
Dennis. You know what? I think you and I could have a stronger night together.
How messy is.
Come on, Laura. Please. For me.
I can't. I really do have to go to work.
I think Dennis should be more explicit with his offer.
Yeah.
Laura, I just want to spend one night with you.
What do you
want
to do to her?
I want to have a romantic night with her.
No, be more blunt. What do you want to do? What do you want to do to her?
I would like to have...
Intercourse?
No, adult relations with you.
Adult relations.
Adult relations.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not intercourse. Adult relations.
Hey, Don, do you think I should give him the Homo Joe technique that I can get him in bed by 1 hour?
What's that, Joe?
What's that?
The betting method of 1 hour.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll get Dennis to take care of him.
Okay. What is that? You got with? Would you have the date rape drug with you or something?
Come on, don't tell everybody about your technique.
All right. Goodbye. I'm turning that off. Now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I just turned it off.
Oh man.
Well, what
it's
can
so
I say?
It's so peaceful in here now.
What can I say? Happy holidays.
Can I just early vote? I want to early vote for that every single year. Because I'll tell you, I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Let me just say.
Happy holidays.
I don't know if we're ever going to match that magic. That might have been magic in a bottle.
Nah, that's going to be every year magic, Don. Come on.
Happy holidays.
Come on, let's do it next year. Or maybe for the 4th of July we can.
No. All right, I'll give you this. Once a year's plenty.
Okay.
For the Christmas concert.
I haven't been that entertained in a long time.
Thank you to everybody that came down to watch it. I hope everybody had a good time. Thanks to the pizza guy. Thank you to the girl who French Dennis.
Sure.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong.
So that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot.
Yes,
by
you
the way.
Do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PBAA, the Don and Mike Show.
I think I might have something for you.
Hey, all right.
It counts.
Yeah, it's just a little one. Like it's www.egars.com. Hottest cigar site on the planet. Yeah, that was a Chewy-like
fart.
Yeah,
it was a Chewbacca fart.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, hi, and Mike. We're both here.
How are you doing today?
Hi, we're ready to believe you.
I want to tell you that the sounds that Dennis Murphy were making during that kiss were the most disgusting sounds I've ever heard in my life.
Well, honey, you should come to one of our Las Vegas-style shows because a lot worse goes on stage with Dennis at the show.
I was actually holding my breath for this girl, hoping that the time would go by really fast.
Well, he was getting into it.
You know, and you know what? She was getting into it.
For Dennis, that officially counts as sex.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you heard the review. Because he ate the piece of pizza beforehand, she didn't mind at all.
She said she's had worse, so I couldn't imagine.
Right. Yeah. I imagine Dennis is probably down a little bit in the protein department right
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you know what I mean.
And she's going right out to Papa John's to order the Copper Lover's Pizza.
Dennis made a protein deposit today in his underpants.
If you could come down and buy his CD, check his protein deposit out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just drove by your office.
Yes.
You got a bunch of vagrants hanging outside.
Now there are people, sir.
Thank you. No, we love them. They're ours.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey.
Right. See you. Sorry. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Love the show, but I don't like Dennis Murphy. I can't stand him. I want to do like Hitler did to Jews. Throw him in a hole and burn him.
Oh, my God.
He's so annoying.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. That's what a horrible thing to say. Now, listen.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Please, you know, please don't say...
What a horrible thing to say.
You know, I mean, that's an awful thing to say on any day, but especially on the day that Colonel Klink has died.
Yeah, please.
Okay, sorry.
Rethink your whole attitude.
Listen, and Dennis has always been a lightning rod on this show. People love him.
Or hate him.
Or people hate him.
Absolutely.
You know, too bad. You're stuck with him because we like him.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, though. All right. Goodbye.
We like all our regulars. We like Homo Joe. We like Mr. 40.
Mm-hmm.
We like Tom Gavin. As a matter of fact, I love Tom Gavin.
Jesus.
Baby Jesus. I just love him. When I see Tom, Tom always gives me the most enthusiastic greeting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Roar. Yeah, hey, those parts the last couple days have been sounding kind of fake.
Oh, really?
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
You know what? We ought to bring this guy down to the studio.
Yeah you come down here and you smell my farts someday.
Trust me.
You creep.
Oh, fly me up there and I will.
All right.
Oh, you know what this is? A southerner. You got it?
Yep, I'm a southerner, that's right.
Yeah, where are you from?
mobile.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a phone block on from anybody calling us from the state of Alabama. I want to tell you something. This is the realest goddamn radio show you will ever hear. And when we put the microphones to our asses and fart, those are 100% genuine.
And there's
the
one witness.
A couple days have been fake. They all sound the same. Right.
We have an eye. I don't think they sound the same at all.
All right, do you believe Buzz?
Would you believe me if I told you that they're real?
I don't know, Buzz. You do work for the guys.
Okay, why are we arguing with some inbred hillbilly?
Waste of time. Total idiot. I am. I've been insulted before on this show, but I've never been insulted like that.
Fake? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Please.
Oh, I look nice.
Oh, it's your guy, Mike.
I'm not help a web shite, but look, I didn't want me. I call the show because I want more.
Again, folks, this is a two-way love affair.
Yeah. I'm trying to tone it down today.
This
Mike.
Guy loves Mike.
I can't help it.
Mike loves this guy.
All right, you can hang up on him, Ben. Go ahead.
Because then he'll be mad at me.
I've enjoyed some of his other performances better.
Yeah.
Today was a disappointment, and I believe there's a lot of frequency. It might be like the third time in a week that he's called.
Well, I believe he's a jealous lover.
Yeah.
That you have just you
when
have
I
just
said I love Tom Gavin,
your love for Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Immediately he had to call in.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, listen, man. I went on to the Dennis Murphy website.
Yes.
And the dude has got pictures from Cancun from the porno trip he went on.
Right.
And all of the important points are all blocked out.
Yeah. Well, and I believe that the reason for that is that we have a rule, unless it's something that's put up on Shiloh's website, which is adult-oriented and explicit.
Right.
If it's involved with our show, we feel more comfortable if there's not a lot of nudity. Since Dennis is involved with our show, even though we don't have an official website, we enjoy plugging Dennis's and Mr. 40's and stuff like that. I mean, if you want to see pictures of naked chicks...
No. That, it's not so much that. But also, I pulled up some pictures of Mike with his lunch with the fat guy.
With Tom Gavin?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I noticed that the pictures were all dark. I wonder if that was by design, man.
I don't know. I you know what? When those pictures were taken, I didn't even know they were being taken.
Didn't some guy hide in the restaurant and take pictures?
It's the website guy.
Okay.
Don and Mike fans.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, you could barely make out the features.
I didn't know at the time who he was, and then now he was out there today. He's out there all the time.
Oh, was that the guy who was out there videotaping today?
And I didn't know he was taking those pictures, and so I haven't seen those pictures, so I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, it wasn't dark in the restaurant. It was perfectly well lit in the... But, you know, I guess restaurants are a little darker than normal.
Right.
And we were in the darkest part of the bar.
Of course.
You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. So, later.
Okay, later.
Whatever.
Well, whatever.
I don't know.
But if you do want to see some skin of naked chicks who have been on the show, go to www.2expose.com.
And even though the photos are dark, Tom and I were naked when we were having lunch together.
He closed with a quote from Star Wars, and he was describing Mike's favorite place, Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Oh, okay.
All right. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Well, hi.
Oh, hi.
Is it too late for the secret sound?
Yes, it is, but I have a special treat for you. Hold on.
Here comes another fake phone.
Thank you. Is that my Christmas present?
All right, and you know what? The best part came after I pulled the microphone back away from my ass.
And
a little...
and up to your mouth.
Yeah. Yes, hello. Hello. Mwah. 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 Yeah, like you don't have your mouth right on the microphone.
I dare you, I dare
you. Can what? I take a guess at what the secret
you
sound
is? You dare me to lick the microphone?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What do I care?
I didn't even have to double dog dare you.
What do I care?
Oh, my goodness.
Can I take a guess at this?
I won't.
Sound?
You know, I'd miss out on that dare. I really would.
Honey, listen,
John.
that's right. He's sure the microphone with Liddy.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
I'm probably like, hey, do have I lost weight?
No. I share the microphone with
you. Oh, you do?
You just licked it.
Oh, God.
You know, licking this microphone is like... like licking the tongue of everybody who's ever stood here and used this microphone.
Bah. Very, very, very.
Ah.
You're full of antibiotics, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm
chock full of them, Buzz.
There you go.
I'm sure Travis is pleased to hear that, Phil.
Oh, God. Travis Bickle.
Oh, Jason Beasley. They
yeah,
both
Jason
run board.
Beasley. Yeah, I'm trying to cut a spot, Tony.
Greg Edger.
Sure.
Oh.
You.
And the Weekenders.
Oh, my God.
How Mike, you share with Pat Goss, though.
Oh, do I really?
Yeah. Because he doesn't run his own board.
Oh.
Yeah, lick the wall.
Did you just lick it, really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
Gross. Now Mike is spitting out water.
Yeah, water should kill the germs.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
How about your ass?
Wow.
All right, listen, honey, we can't let you play the game just because you're calling.
Just, can I have one guess? I have a funny guess.
No.
No,
play the game like everybody else. Play by the rules.
Thank you. I'm really glad I got through. I didn't think I was
going
to be able to get through.
Glad you got through. Thank you for the call.
I love y'all.
I love you too.
Bye.
I got you. Hey, Connie, I deleted that out.
Ha ha.
Deleted what out?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Ha ha.
Hey, Rob, give her one. Come on.
Yeah, she tried to throw a little nasty in at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
We got it, though.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Are you guys wearing white socks?
I am. Why?
Oh, I like white socks. They're my fave.
Wow. It's interesting. What do you like so much about white socks?
Oh, the way they crinkle on my toes. And the way they feel on my fingers. Don't you like the way they feel on your fingers?
No, Don's wearing them, so I guess he's the only one that can answer that question.
They're on my...
Don,
they're on my
you
feet.
Like white socks?
I like white socks, yes.
Oh, I love white socks. Will you be my white sock buddy?
Sure.
Do you like new white socks or used white socks?
Oh, I like them when they're dirty and crusty on the bottom.
Ah, you do.
You use them.
Oh, then you'd love mine.
You like them if they're a little yellow?
Oh, yellow white socks are the best.
Oh, and I'll tell you something about the sock I have on today. I would bet you. That there's a blood stain on it.
Why?
Because I have a toenail that was ingrown.
Uh-huh.
And
gag reflex coming.
I was down there with the clippers.
Oh, dear.
And yanked it off and yanked too much.
Pulled a little skin out with it?
And yeah. And had a nice... down there just doing a little of this.
That's what Don does when he's cutting his toenails and he gets frustrated. What, sir?
Do you have a boo-boo on your white sock?
I think there might be. Hold on. Let me just slip my shoe off.
Oh, no.
All right, great.
See if there's... Rob, yeah, you can see it, can't you?
Right on the tip.
A little blood?
Yeah. I got a little blood. Hold on, I got something else for you.
Hey, listen to this, sir. Oh, here it comes again. I'm reaching for the
citrus. Hold on. Mike's...
I'm reaching for the citrus. No,
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
I don't seem to be generating like I was yesterday, but I could work it up.
What, Robbie?
That looked like it was either your second or your third toe. Which one was it?
It is the second toe.
Yeah.
Oh, the second toe.
Just a dollop of blood. Yeah. Just a susson. Touch.
Not like, the longest toe, the second toe.
No.
Oftentimes
it's the
third longest.
The third is the...
the third is the longest.
But there you go, sir. I hope that helps you get off today.
Thank you.
The third is the second largest.
Right, well, of course, that's not... The great toe is your biggest toe.
The great toe.
We ever stop giving on this show?
We constantly give.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, man?
Hey.
This is Big B.
Yes, Big B.
Man, the other day, my wife caught me going to a porno.
This isn't Tom... This is Tom... Hold on. This isn't Tom Big B, is it?
What?
It's
you mean the radio programmer?
Yeah, who incidentally... I should have laughed, but the guy is such a dick. He fired me from radio station KFI. Tom Bigby.
Was he the guy with the little plastic soldier?
Yeah, with the army man. Where.
Oh.
Tom Bigby. Hold on, let me tell you something. This guy, Tom Bigby, who works at our station in Philadelphia, WIP. A long time ago, I worked at a station in Los Angeles called KFI. And he called me and Bobby Rich into his office. Called two disc jockeys in his office at the same time. He says, I have two guys and one time slot. For one of you, this is your future at KFI. And he took out one of those little green army men,
mm-hmm.
and he put it on the edge of his desk, right. and he just flipped it away. And then he looked at Bobby Rich and he said, goodbye. And he looked at me and he said, congratulations, you're the new afternoon guy at KFI.
Oh, my God. Nice man. Wonderful guy.
And I wish I could tell you that I threw my arms up and said, I will have no part of this. But
right.
You
hey,
know,
hey, that's the business.
I took the job. But anyway, this guy is just an enormous, big job of the HUD, like a big 8,000-pound program right there. Anyway, somebody called me and said he had like a heart attack or something.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Oh, well, why don't they call you with some good news?
Yeah, I know. But when you said Big B, that made me think. I guess you're Big B like Big Bird.
Big V.
Big V?
Big V.
V is in vagina.
B. What is it?
Big V is in Big Vince.
Big Vince. Okay, Big V, not Big B.
Big V. So you're J-O-ing to a porno.
Yeah, and my wife was peeing down the stairs and she saw me. I didn't see her.
Yeah.
So I tried to jump up to the table real quick and pull my pants up, but by the time that happened, she was already down there.
Yeah? And what happened?
And she just won't talk to me now.
Well, listen, you know, the guy's got to get his jerk on. I mean, you're not going to get a lot of anti-wife stuff here because we've all been through that. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, your wife caught you. You were J-O-ing. Yeah, she'll forget about it.
How long you been married?
5 years.
Yeah, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
So she didn't think you did that, huh?
I just tried to, you know, it's my thing, you know.
But right. Wait, hold on. You mean for the previous 5 years your wife never thought you got your jerk on?
I mean, she knew, but I don't know why she freaked out.
Well, listen, she probably freaked out because, you know, you walk in on anybody who's J-O-ing.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. I mean, you know, the guys that are J-O-ing don't even like it. You know what I mean?
You're at your most vulnerable.
I mean, it's like when a guy's J-O-ing, he's normally looking at another, you know, piece of material. He's not there staring at himself.
Right, so that's probably why she's mad at you.
But now I feel weird. I don't look at her. It's like, oh, gosh, she knows what's doing that.
So were you, listen, after your wife came in on you, were you able, if you're part of the body, if she came in, were you able to complete the act? Or did you have to just stop?
No, I had to stop. I didn't get to complete the act.
How close were you to completion when you were discovered?
I wasn't near completion.
I want to tell you something. That I believe, have you had sex since then?
No.
The next time you do, it'll rock your world. It will absolutely rock your world.
I hope so.
I'm just telling you from experience that if you start doing that,
and then you have to stop.
The next time, it's like your thing doesn't forget,
right?
That it was almost time to go on the roller coaster ride.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like kind of get like getting a double scoop.
And then the next time, it's like, boom!
Right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You put somebody's eye out with that stuff.
A big blast.
Yeah, so I mean, there's something to look forward to. Have you J-O'd since that? You know, since you were almost caught?
She went out of town last night, and I did last night.
Oh, so you did. That's what I was asking, if you had, you know.
But then that won't apply, then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then that would mean that last night you should have had, you know, a very pleasurable experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Here's a suggestion.
I did twice.
The next time you watch a porno, and no one's around, and you know, like your wife's going to be arriving that afternoon or something like that, you might want to do that. And then not do it, and then that will create the same kind of thing.
Yes, that's right. But that's
not as good as, like, getting caught, though.
The reason I don't do that is that you require, for that, you need a lot of self-discipline.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if I'm sitting down to get my jerk on and I'm watching Channel 596, I can't wait.
But if you're in a situation where you turn that channel on and there's really not the opportunity, you know what I mean? Like, if you did try to do that, the risk of getting caught is a high-level risk. Like, you're at DEFCON 4, and you just think maybe, and then you change your mind, that also applies. Because then the next time you do it, you know, it's going to be even better.
Right? You know what, right now, with my shoe off, I'm dying to scratch my athlete's foot.
How is that going, that athlete's foot? Is your toe okay?
But it's not the toes. It's down around the arch of my foot.
What do you mean dying? You're working it down there like this guy was when his wife caught him. You got your sock foot on your shoe and you're just going, like you're working it on a washboard.
Can we get the, how many rings around that sneaker? How old would that sneaker be, too?
Well,
he's checking.
It doesn't look that old.
Bought it in New York this summer.
Yeah, see, that, for you, that's a sneaker.
That's wild.
You don't wear a lot of old sneakers.
No, I don't.
That one's one of your old
ones. And I haven't bought a new pair because, frankly, I know that my wife will get me a new pair of Nikes for Christmas, probably.
Right, right.
But, man, I'm just dying to scratch that baby.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it like I really want to do it.
You log any time with that sneaker without a sock?
No, never.
Good. Okay.
Never. I always wear socks.
So it doesn't count if you just rub it on the top of the other shoe?
No. No, it
doesn't.
What,
you need like a spatula?
No. You know what? Right here.
A pen.
A pen.
Do me a favor. Don't put that pen back in that can, because I occasionally hit that can.
How about right to the trash with that
pen?
Yeah. Damn, that's good.
Yeah, you might want... Now you got red and blue.
No.
And the sock is white, so your foot looks like a flag.
No. I'm using the end that has the tip on it.
Oh, okay. Very good. Don't chew on that end.
I'm not.
You look like that guy in Papillon.
Hey, that's terrific. He's put it back and mixed them up. Wow.
And look, there's like five pens just like it in this.
Fantastic.
There's a treat for the weekenders.
There will be no pen chewing this weekend.
There you go. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. See you later. God, I'm dying just to scratch.
Take the sock off.
No.
Don and Mike's show.
Why don't you take the sock off and have a good scratch? Well, you know me and feet. Feet don't bother me at all. Just take the, and use something besides a pen tip. Use something, what's something you could use that would be really good?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Robbie. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
You got a hairbrush or something?
Oh, not with me.
Hey, you know what really would be good?
What?
Let me give you something. Hold on a second.
How about that?
This will work. Use this bottle cap.
You know, okay.
You normally, like at home, use a pencil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've talked about that before. Take this bottle cap and go back and forth.
Okay.
Don't give it back to me.
Okay.
And I'm not going to exchange it with your hand.
Oh, there come on.
Well, it's been all over your foot.
Ah.
Oh, I see the blood, too. It's underneath. No, is that blood?
Where?
That's a leaf or something.
Oh, no.
Been padding around in your bare feet in a field of leaves.
No, that's just something that was on the floor here in the studio.
Ah, okay. All right. Came off of somebody's shoe.
Okay. Here we go.
Don's taking his sock off right now. How about that, huh? How about that? That work?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Break out the spray.
Even better, Wendell sent you this.
Oh, great.
Oh.
It's a wire brush.
Careful.
You should keep that.
Yeah. That is a wire brush.
See how that works.
Well, you should keep that on your key ring.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, no. That's too hard?
Yeah.
That's too rough. The skin is flaking. But here, give it back to him.
There you go.
Oh.
Is that bottle cap perfect?
God damn, that's good.
There you go.
That's good. Just to scratch my athlete's foot during the show.
Man. I thought you'd gotten rid of the athlete's foot.
I got rid of the toe fungus, bud.
Oh.
But what I didn't get rid of is the athlete's foot, which is right in the arch.
Yeah.
Ah. Beautiful.
The Arch Campbell.
Done.
Arch Campbell.
Done.
Athlete's foot will be scratched. Next.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Don. Now, that's mean.
What's mean?
That's mean. I told you not to give it back to me. Yeah, pick it up with a piece of paper, Rob.
Oh,
take it over to the other side, please. Oh, come on. It's got your diseased foot in there.
Oh, come on.
No, I want it in the other one.
You don't want it in the trash can by you?
No, I want it over there. You threw it right at me.
He's confused. I threw it right at you because I thought with a cat-like reflexes, you would just immediately try to catch it.
No, I know better than that. I know. So, but it worked, though. The bottle cap worked.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi. This is Chuck from Houser Lake, Idaho.
Yes. Hi, Chuck.
I was wondering if you guys heard yesterday about that radio station. I think it was out of Baltimore where they were having a contest to find a fat lady to go down to the White House and sing to Al Gore.
No, we did not.
Hey, sounds like fun, though. We always like to hear stories about other radio shows.
Hilarious. But we do have a tape of the fat lady.
Hello.
Right before she's going to sing.
There she is. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello? Hello? I'm trying. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I heard about this. This is Don and Mike, right?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. Long time listener. Love you guys.
Thank you.
There's a thing I read in the GQ once. There's a thing called ESO, Extended Sexual Orgasm.
Yeah.
Where if you stop before you actually, you know, reach the climax.
Right.
It is like what you said. It's a real scientific thing.
Didn't we have a sex therapist on or a sexpert?
Yes.
That hottie sexpert was talking about.
They always, that might even be something out of like Laura Korn's book.
No, it's Hayden. That's what Hayden's all about.
Well, no. That was the one that had the website where she was topless. That's the sexpert that was talking about.
You know, we've had so many sexperts.
I think that's also part of Nora Hayden's technique.
I think it's part of all of their techniques.
Yes. Well, no, her technique is not penetrating. Her technique, Laura Hayden's technique, isn't it? Or is that Laura Korn's?
No, it's Nora. Isn't it Nora Hayden?
Nora Hayden's thing is not to penetrate.
Is that all you do is rub it around the outside?
You don't penetrate until the last second, right?
The other doctor's name was Natasha Terry.
Remember that?
Her, right.
Remember, Buzz, you brought the website?
She's the sex therapist who had topless pictures of herself on the web.
Right. And Korn might have it in it because Korn uses the work of other sex therapists when she makes her book.
Well, Korn might have it in there, but she's the one that's
Korn's got it in there, Mike.
She's got the whole book with all the techniques.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Like the Venus butterfly.
Yeah. Time out, please, everybody.
I memorized our sex part.
I got to put my shoes back on and wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to bring in Ryder.
Yeah, Ryder, the guy that we're going to give a surprise to.
Sending him out to Reno. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Papio.
If only we could fly!
Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
Here we are.
All right.
Hold on just a second before we get Ryan in here.
Ryder,
excuse me. Hello.
And someone can bring him in.
Well, we'll just take a couple of calls and wait for him to come on back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that me?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's good to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right, same to you.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about this dream I've been having.
Yeah?
About you guys having to go up to the Supreme Court to whether or not you guys could do your on-air parts.
Oh, come on.
I swear. That's my, bad. Sorry.
I'm dumb. Don't say the S word.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I am Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Mike calling from Long Island, New York City. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
Listen, I've been meaning to call for a long time because I was one of those guys in the beginning when you were saying it's like an insidious disease and you're going to find yourself having to listen to you every day.
Right.
That's me. Ever since you came on, he's blown me away. Seven to ten when I'm in the car.
Thank you. Yes, our show's like crack. Thank you, my friend.
glad to
hear it.
But listen, I don't care about the prize, but it's been making me crazy. I think I know the secret Sam from the last 2 days.
All right, this is the second guy from New York.
Yeah, it's very popular. They like the secret Sam in New York.
All right, you're on tape delay. What the hell? I'll give you a shot. If you get it right, we'll give you the money. Here's the sound. And this guy only gets the break because he's calling from New York.
Right.
Listen, don't think it's not appreciated. That's great.
Okay, what's that sound?
I'm guessing it's a nutbreaker.
No. You mean you mean a nutcracker?
Yeah, a nutcracker.
Yeah, but in New York they call it a nutbreaker.
No, sorry. Thank you.
We call our wives and girlfriends out here.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Joining us now... In the studio, a guy who, we received a letter from this guy yesterday. His name is Ryder.
Uh-huh.
This is the guy who was in the car accident 10 years ago.
Said he was a little bummed out, and, he told us all about his story. And we decided, what the hell, let's help the guy out here.
Guy sent us this letter. I mean, Ryder, how you doing, Ryder?
Well, I'm doing... I love that or not that I'm here and talking to you guys. I really can't tell you guys how much this means to me.
You know, people said that you're a good-looking guy. You are a good-looking guy. And
you don't look anything like Tom Cruise.
Well, no, you're not like Tom Cruise. Come on, Ryan.
You know, it was like I had this old therapist, Maria, and she's allowed me to cruise, sir. And like, I used to have longer hair.
And I look like a little like Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
A little like Jeff George.
Yeah, a little Jeff George
like. Yeah, like Jeff Becky, who used to work here.
Yeah, you do look like a guy we used to work with.
So we get this letter from this guy, and I mean, this is a goddamn depressing letter. The letter says, I'm in a car accident 10 years ago. My friend who was driving, he's killed.
Right.
I got no reason to live. I haven't been laid in 10 years. And we're looking at him now, and I understand you're a little loopy. Up here in the noggin from what happened to you, but you just have a problem articulating. Is that pretty much it?
That's more or less what the situation is. It's just, I can admit it to you guys. I'm a little, because of the accident, I'm a little loopy and
No, it's
yeah, you can understand. You dig the show. Right. You listen to the show. You enjoy the show. The only trouble you have is, like, from, you know, getting the words out. That's basically it, right?
Right.
Otherwise, you know everything that's going on. And that's got to be, I would imagine, that's tougher than if you did lose some of your other mental capacity, because you got to be frustrated, and probably that's why you've been kind of bummed out.
Exactly. I got to look at all these people just sitting in bed, knowing, but just looked at the wall. Mm-hmm. And I wish I was like that.
Well, listen.
Like this.
You know, we normally don't do stuff like this. And we certainly are not doing this because you were in a car wreck. Although that does, you know, frankly, that helps your case a little
bit. It helps his case because that's what he's bummed out about.
Yeah, and the fact that you weren't laid for 10 years and that you really didn't ask us for anything in your letter. You just sent us a nice letter that said, hey, I enjoy your show. Your show gets me through the day. So, now, writer, the question is, are you doing anything this Friday, tomorrow?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That all changes now, Ryder.
Yeah, you got a weekend. We got a weekend plan for you.
Woo! Ryder?
Yeah.
Now listen, tomorrow morning, you're going out of BWI Airport.
Yeah, because that's the cheapest airfare we could get for you.
And you know, Mike and I are paying, so you got to go cheap.
Yeah.
We're flying you out to Reno. When you get to Reno, you're going to be met by the Reno Police Department. They are buddies of our show. They're going to give you an escort to take you to the hotel where you're going to have a suite for the weekend.
Wow.
And then, on Saturday, you're going to be taken to the finest whorehouse in Reno. And anything on the menu you want.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I mean, if you want the old, you're going to get that. All if right. you want the old, you're going to get that. If you want, you're going to get that.
I love the descriptions. I really love
it. And if you want that, you can have that too.
Right.
Have a little mix of everything.
Yeah, I remember you said that. You said that yesterday on the show. Yeah, mix of everything.
Yes, I did.
And we've got airfare for anybody you want to take with you. You know, a buddy, if you want to take a buddy with you.
That's great. My buddy Jimmy, he kind of looks after me and helps me get around.
And Jimmy's cool with going out there with you? All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're not getting Jimmy laid.
Now, Jimmy doesn't get the real favor. You're the only one that gets the real favor.
Right.
If Jimmy wants anything, he'll have to go to another room and come up with his own money.
Hey, he'll have to pay for it.
Right, exactly.
But either way, you're going to have a great weekend in Reno. Our radio station, KPLY, is going to make sure you get first-class treatment. Get anything you want to eat, drink your, you know, get bombed on your ass,
gamble, you know, gamble. Because, you know, use the fact that you have this little infirmity, use that to take advantage of the dealers. Maybe they'll be nice to you, you know? Be
fantastic. I don't know if this is the right time to mention this, but in the past, I had a little problem with drugs and alcohol, and my wreck was because of drinking and driving, so I tried to stay away from that.
All right, go into the casino and drink Diet Coke.
Right. Then forget what I just said about getting drunk and everything, but still, you know. Hey, raid the minibar. Just eat all the food in the minibar.
Eat the chocolate, eat the nuts, and speaking of eating nuts, it's Saturday night that he's going to the whorehouse?
Saturday, I believe, maybe it's a Saturday afternoon going into a Saturday night.
All right.
I think that tomorrow, the madam from the whorehouse is going to be calling us on the air.
Good.
And she's going to be reading us the menu of the various things that Ryder has to choose from.
Could you give me some examples?
I think I just did. The first is the...
I think there's something in there, Ryder. It's called Around the World.
Yes.
I think you might want to order that one. You know, don't worry about what the details are. Just, Around the World.
But you definitely...
I'm going to go with that.
You definitely want this one. You want some...
Absolutely.
And then you want some... and I don't know... Did we ask you, do you like it in the no-no spot?
Well...
I mean, do you like giving it to someone in the no-no spot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well then... And we'll get you some anal also.
He doesn't,
that's what you'd like.
He doesn't like that, right?
It's I know. Sorry. That is an exit, not an entrance. But
exactly.
But if it makes you happy, Ryder, then what the hell?
whatever fillets my best right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, so we just wanted to say it's nice to meet you. And that was the thing we had to do. We had to meet you to make sure that you weren't some guy on the phone that was scamming us doing a voice.
Right.
Yeah. So now that we've met you, and we see that you're for real.
And then your buddy's going to go out there with you, so you're cool with that, right? Everything's going to be cool with that.
God hates the sounds. Great, this is a real dream come true, and you guys are making my holiday season, because I'll tell you the truth, things happen really winding down, if you know what I mean.
Well, I know in your letter you wrote that, like, nothing good was happening, and that all of your friends who had been your friends before this accident, one by one, they started to to abandon you. And, you know, the part about the letter that got me was, I'm thinking about, you know, I wish I could just die.
Right, right.
And, you know, no one should have to feel that way, for goodness sakes.
I completely agree.
Yeah, and, you know, this is, I hope you have a blast out there. This is going to be a great weekend.
Well, thank you so much.
You got a lot of friends on this show now. You got a lot of friends out in Reno that you've never met yet. So, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, including the men in blue out there.
You guys, huge.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Absolutely not. No.
Just go have a good time. Get your knob polished.
Let me explain something to you. See, we do so much bad stuff all during the year that we have to be good for maybe just one good thing a year. And this, this doesn't even make a dent in it, you know, but that's why we do this stuff.
But I think you're going to find that, as Mike mentioned, the cops in Reno, they're great guys.
It's a great town. Yeah. We love Reno. Yeah. We've been out there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Reno is, you know, the biggest little city in the world. It is really a great place. There are lots of friendly people out
there. The cops are going to hook you up with a nice escort to your hotel. I think, as a matter of fact, only in Nevada.
Right.
The cops are going to take you to the whorehouse to ensure that you get the finest lady who's available.
Yeah, and you should know that not only are you going to have this great weekend, but now, of course, you are world famous also.
Yeah.
So now you can't have those thoughts about being bummed out anymore, all right?
Yeah,
right.
That's all we want. I don't care how depressed you get. No more talk about killing yourself or you wish you weren't alive.
I mean, this, like I just said, it's a dream come true. And the second thing was, you guys had that scared by Jesus before. Now thinking about Jesus a lot, and this is the time you're announcing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I really believe.
Well, good. Listen, Jesus.
Is he okay with the whorehouse bet?
Jesus wants me to get laid. listen, Jesus is all for you getting your nut.
Buzz is over there nodding going,
This is what I figured. I figured if God or Jesus really didn't want this to happen, he wouldn't have a lead.
Right ago.
Right, you would have been hit by a bus on your way
up. Amen, Ryder. Amen. Ad Ryder.
Now, let me ask a couple of questions. I asked the same questions of Dennis Murphy before we sent him out to Reno once for a similar experiment. When's the last time, in your letter you wrote you hadn't had sex for 10 years, but when's the most recent time you J-O'd?
Last night.
Yeah, last night. Okay, good.
Good. It's good that he's keeping it active. You know, way good. To go. Very
what
good.
What I want you to do, when you get home tonight,
take care of that again.
Hey, now, let's not screw him up, though. None of this business of the same day.
Okay.
I don't want the thing that happened to Dennis to happen to Ryder.
I think that Dennis is the one in a million.
Right.
I heard about that.
couldn't get it up twice in one day.
I think before he leaves on the trip, it'd be a good idea. But you know, when he get out there, just, let me save it up a little bit.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Let it go.
And when we talk to the madam, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, maybe it's, you know, one or two times, maybe three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You think you could go three times?
Huh. I'll certainly try.
All right, well, listen, you've got a lot of planning to do. Charlie Broyhill will tell you about your plane reservations. You leave, I think, tomorrow morning. Was it like 6:30 or something?
Either tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening. I'm not sure which
one. Either way, you're leaving tomorrow. You'll be in Reno, spend the weekend in Reno. Come on back, call us, tell us what happened. Have a great time.
That's wonderful. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Holiday season.
All right, fantastic. All right, now get the hell out.
Get out.
All right, thank you, buddy. Handshake. There we go.
Okay.
All right, good night.
All right, thank you. Nice meeting you, Ryder. Get out of here. Pleasure to meet you.
right. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Hey, look at him. He gets around fine.
Doesn't need a wheelchair. Doesn't need nothing.
Yeah, a little slow, but no problem at all.
Right.
That would be frustrating if your mind goes at full speed or normal speed and you just can't keep up with it vocally or physically.
And it's not like you've been looking at the guy. Right. That if you were to just look at him sitting somewhere, you wouldn't think, oh, no. Jesus, you know, that guy's a mongoloid or something. I mean, you look at him and he's...
Regular guy.
A normal-looking guy. I mean, he's got that spooky Jeff George look about him.
Yeah, he does, but he's
a haircut.
And he's got his buddy. I think his buddy was out in the lobby with him, the guy that's going to go with him, hopefully.
You all brought up if Jesus would be okay. I'd like to quote Major Bill Smith.
Yes.
The only one who believed our Lord was the Roman centurion and the hooker. So what else?
That's right.
There you go.
Right.
Mary Magdalene.
Well, listen, Ryder is... going to be on his way to Reno.
Fantastic.
We are going to trust that the Reno cops take good care of him, mm-hmm. that the people at the hotel take good care of him.
He'll have a full report. We'll find out if everything goes according to plan.
And that our radio station out there, KPLY.
I hope we can chat with the madam, too.
Takes good care of him.
Yeah.
That is a definite for tomorrow's show.
That's where we're really going to make the weekend special for him.
I don't want to put any pressure on the people at KPLY, but if you F this up, we're not coming out there.
There you go.
Ooh. Okay, because we've got a schedule of places we're going in the year 2001. I think it's Reno in February, then it's like Sacramento in April, and it's Portland, Oregon in May, and it's Ocean City in June. I mean, we're getting them lined up for every month for the year 2001.
Excellent.
But if you F this up, KPLY...
Don't step on it, KPLY.
We ain't coming.
Right.
Make it right for Ryder. Give it up for Ryder.
Absolutely.
They will. Well, can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the girl is who's with him, she's going to have to wear safety goggles.
Yeah, absolutely.
She really is. But
sure. But, you know, he did say last night, and I think he had said that when we talked to him before, but, I mean, the intensity will be there when it's the real thing.
That's what I mean, when it happens, it's like...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ryder has now left the building.
I mean, they put her eye out. Jesus Christ. She might want to think about wearing like a football helmet.
Yeah,
the kind of helmet that has a big cage on the front of it.
It's nice to do something when the guy gets the show and he's appreciative too. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
very,
fun,
very nice. So he'll have a great time. And thank you, KPLY. And you'll hear the madam tomorrow. And we'll find out when he's going out and we'll let you know everything about Ryder's trip out to Reno.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Now, listen, we got... some stuff in the mail today that I wanted to share with you. We got a letter, and the return address just says, from a girl in Maine.
Okay. A girl in Maine. That's what it is. Up in the upper left-hand corner. What's the deal with that?
And it says, Don and Mike, care of CBS.
I like that.
I open it up, and what a woman has done is she has taken paints, like poster paints, like kids use in grade school.
Yeah.
And she has made... breast prints. She has painted her breasts and then rolled them on construction paper.
Oh, wow.
As you can see.
And then had a nice little Don and Mike above. Would you be Don? Would that breast, the left, lefty
yes.
would be Don and righty would be Mike?
Right. And then...
Am I the only one here that noticed that lefty seems to be quite a bit larger than righty, or would that just be the print?
It is bigger, and that's not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, as a matter of fact, you can also see here on the second page where she has rolled her breast in paint on a side view for us.
Not only are you a minister, but you're also an OBGYN.
That's correct. You can notice that, indeed, one is larger.
Yeah, that's a confirmation on that one.
Then the other here on the side view.
What is the lower right-hand corner, the blue? What would that be? What did she dip in paint to create that image?
I believe that is her...
place?
Her pooter.
I think so.
Yes. And then here... Now, you figure this one out. This one says, to Buzz.
Okay. Oh, how nice.
Okay, it appears to be just a painting of a face.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know if there's any body parts that have touched either the eye area...
I think.
...or the cross mark, which is on the nose.
I don't think the cross mark on the nose, but I think it's the breast. And then there seems to be a red mark.
That's a tongue. I think that's supposed to represent a tongue.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's not...
Yeah. What if that was blood? It might be blood. You know, maybe I just got blood on the brain. I was watching, besides my foot, my toe, that is bleeding. I was watching a Behind the Music last night.
Right.
Have you seen the Creed Behind the Music?
No. You log time with all those things. I was too busy watching James Garner last night.
I watched a couple minutes of that, too. I told you in the office, that stupid goddamn Julie Andrews TV.
Nobody works the remote like you do.
That's true.
But I'm watching the creed behind the music.
Right.
You know that guy, will you take me higher, me higher, with arms wide open?
Wasn't Creed like doing a concert or something like that on a roof somewhere? Did I see them on a roof? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, they're all
in one of my dreams.
You know, anyway. The thing about Creed is when they find the, when they sign their first contract, there's four guys in the band.
Right.
And the guy who's the lead singer and his best friend who's the bass player, they both, when they signed their first deal, when they got their record deal, they both got a knife out and cut their fingers and stamped their fingerprints in blood on the contract
because
they wanted to show that they were in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed the other two guys from the band who said, you know, we don't want to get hepatitis. that there's no way that we are going to puncture our fingers to sign a contract. And then they talked to the lead singer and he said that the record company sent it back anyway because it all had to be signed in blue ink.
There you go.
And that the blood was red.
A little weird.
So they poked their fingers and put blood on the contract for nothing.
Very strange. Yeah.
Right.
Boys, the fingerprint won't do.
But the blood that was on the Creed contract looked just like...
Let me see.
The blood... Or the red paint.
Let me examine
that. That is on the bottom of the picture that was sent to Buzz from Portland.
Dried blood usually darker than that.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
You think so?
Yeah, it does look like paint to me, but what could she possibly have used to make this image?
I don't know.
I'm smelling it.
Oh, you're licking it.
Yeah, it's blood.
I'm just kidding. My tongue didn't really touch
your
it.
Your tongue got very close, though.
I know. I did lick the microphone.
Very close. And then we got a letter today from the New York Metro Area Air Awards. You know, the Jive-Ass.
Oh, no. They have them up there, too?
Yeah. The Jive-Ass Radio Awards that we commented on a couple of months ago that they have in D.C.
Oh, exactly. God.
You're not going to believe this. I think we should go.
Okay.
What they invited us to.
Right.
Now, there's no way that we're going to pay the amount of money that they want.
Right.
But we've been invited to the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, as voted by the New York Metro Air Awards Board of Governors.
Yeah.
The award will be presented to... Scott Shannon of WPLJ.
Scott Shannon.
And... if you want to see a guy who has had
major
reconstructive surgery,
I do.
Take a look at the picture.
Oh, my God. He looks like Skeletor.
Take a look at the picture.
Oh, my God. He looks like he's 15 years old.
I'm guessing. And listen, this guy, when I worked with him 20 years ago, the guy was 60 then. I am guessing that...
How old, seriously, do you think he is?
Seriously, Scott Shannon? He has to be in... I'd say 63 or 64. I ask you not. That is my honest-to-God guess on the age of Scott Shannon.
Would you put him over or under TV's George Michael?
Under. He's younger than George Gimble.
But I got news for you. When you introduced me to him, what, 5-6 years ago at a convention?
Yeah.
That's not the guy I got introduced to.
I think what he had done was, he obviously has had lipo.
Right.
He's had...
He definitely had a facelift.
A facelift.
Tightening.
A nose job.
Right.
And I'm betting that that's hair plug.
Yeah, I would think so.
The guy, Bill Gates! This is the funniest thing. And
or it could be like a million-year-old publicity photo, too. You got to that for that.
Oh, no. This is as he looks today.
That's the new one?
This is as he looks today.
Oh, God, that's scary.
So,
it's frightening.
We get invited to this, and why they're giving this award, I don't know.
Right.
It's at Club Exit on West 56th Street on Thursday, January 25th.
Oh, good. It's in the neighborhood.
Now, premier package. Please reserve a table of 10, which includes a full-page ad in the awards program. Enclosed is my check for $1,950.
Wow. We're not paying that.
Patron table.
Yeah.
Please reserve my table of 10. Enclosed is my check for $1,500.
Thank you, no.
Still.
Individual seats. Please reserve blank seats at $150 a person.
Well, maybe if we have to, just sit down front.
Yeah, I think we should do it just to goof on him.
Yeah, just buy him for us and our crew.
We should just do, you know, when we all go up to NEW sometime, we should do it. And frankly, if they're listening, I realize that our show's only been on in New York 6 or 7 months. I don't think I'm out of line when I say that I believe we deserve the Lifetime Achievement Award more than Scott Shannon does.
Amen.
For New York radio.
Yeah.
Even though our show has only been on in New York for 6 months, and he's worked there for 15 years.
I just want to go there to see if you know, the lights are turned up, if his face melts.
I believe we have accomplished more for contemporary radio in New York in the last 6 months than Scott Shannon has in the last 15 freaking years.
Maybe he got one of those implants, like the kind that you put from the neck up.
I don't know.
How do you like my new head? I got a brand new head. And about 10 years ago, I bought a new head.
And the worst part is this. You see on the bottom? The party is sponsored by Ford, Lincoln Mercury, AP Radio, and Westwood One.
Really?
Westwood One is sponsoring this crap.
Well, then we ought to get him for free.
Yeah. We ought to get the whole crew in for free. We got to get a table for 10. Either way, we got to go.
Right.
We got to go. We got to go goof on him.
And we have to bring Pete Johnson with us, too.
Yeah. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
Scott Shannon.
Shannon.
You know what Shannon's done? Does the guy really deserve an award for this? Hey, it's Flush with Format Friday. I'm crazy, and I'm going to play another one. Bites the Dust by Queen.
For Those Who Serve.
Shannon. Hey, everybody. PLJ, good morning. Flush the Format Friday.
Yeah, man. Fantastic.
All right. Who feels like a little super freak by Rick James?
Woo!
I want to tell you, we're crazy. We're rebels. We have locked the studio door. They're not getting in because we're going to play, are you ready, Whip It by Devo.
Oh, man, that hurt. I think I popped a stitch at my hairline.
Here on Flush the Format Friday.
All right, Joan Rivers will be by a little bit later on to tell me how she did it.
Hey, everybody. Got Shannon and the Zoo Crew.
Woo!
I'm the Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
Yeah, only $1,000 for your table at 10.
Thank you, man. That's right, everybody. Hey, Flush the Format Friday. Who remembers Jack Wagner from the show General Hospital? Here he is now, singing All I Need.
Man, I'll bet my chin implant that you're having a good time.
On PLJ.
Woo!
Hair plug time, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Scott Shannon, Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
How you doing, man? Yes, sir. AARP. But look how young I look.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it should be a fun shindig.
What? Was Steve Kingston not available for this award? God damn.
Wow.
Oh, the funniest thing about, you know, I think last week at one day, I talked about the program director of K-Rock, Steve Kingston,
right,
who was another former radio, chum of mine.
Right.
You know, and I still consider Scott Shannon to be a friend. Even though,
you mean all that you say, you mean only in the best possible way.
I mean, even though we goof on him and stuff, I mean, he was a mentor to me, and I always have considered him to be a good guy. Unlike this Dick Steve Kingston, who's the program director of our competing station in New York, K-Rock. So last week, I told a couple stories about him.
Right.
A couple true stories from the past.
It was a very entertaining segment, even for those of us that don't know Kingston.
Oh, yeah. And you would think that a man, if he had a problem with something that another man said,
right, especially in this business, if you're in the same business,
would simply pick up the telephone. You know, he can hit the speed dial at K-Rock, and the station's owned by Infinity. Mm-hmm. And he could just call up and just say to me, hey, you're out of line, or you're being a jerk, you know, or whatever. Well, no, here's what he did. First, he called Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be program director complaining to program director. You're like, hi, this is Steve Kingston from K-Rock.
Hey, man.
Jeremy. Man, I heard that Geronimo talking about me, man. Hey, what are you going to do about it, man? Right. And so Jeremy tells him, listen, you know, I'm sorry, Steve, there's nothing I can do for you. And then Ken tells me that Tom Chiasano,
the general manager, Steve's boss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ken gets a call from Tom Chiasano.
Oh, my God.
And Tom Chiasano says, hey, listen. And Ken said, frankly, that Tom Chiasano sounded embarrassed, as he should.
Sure. Right.
That he's calling up, you know, hi, listen, the program director here is mad.
Oh, God.
Because one of your disc jockeys is talking about
it. Come on, comes with the territory.
Please, Jesus.
Get over it.
Refriggin-diculous.
Really?
Steve, be a man. You got anything to say to me? Call me up.
Bingo.
Anytime you want to come on this show for equal time, Come on.
Fantastic. A lovely offer. It's fair.
But the last time I checked, Steve, you don't have much of a future at K-Rock, because the last time I checked, our ratings were going this way, and your ratings were going this way. Last time I checked, Steve.
Hey, genius. Napoleon Bonaparte.
There he is. Yeah, he's a little shrimp guy.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, he's tiny. Stuart Little laughs at him.
I'll tell you, management's going to get more calls now.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Steve, why don't you have your boss call my boss now?
Hey, stop picking on me.
Because I'm talking about Steve Kingston, the control freak of all time. Really?
Please. Jesus Christ.
Imagine that call.
Yeah. Hey, Ken. It's Tom Chiasano from K-Rock.
Hi.
Listen, I don't know how to broach this topic with you, but,
let's get right to it.
With Don and Mike, was Don talking about Steve?
Is it Monday?
all I know is that Steve is,
he may have been, I don't know.
He's way upset, and,
who's this?
This is Tom Chiasano from K-Rock 92.3.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Tom. Hi.
And really, I know that there's nothing that can be done about this, but...
I can't tell Don what to say. No.
You know, Steve, frankly, Steve is not man enough to call Don himself, he just wanted me to call you.
Tom, I'm not going to call him.
All right, but just for the record... he has called the program director at WNEW, and for the record, I have called you.
Yeah, for the record, we'll is it Monday?
It's Thursday. This is Tom Chiasano from K-Rock.
Well, listen, I'm not sure, but I'll do it, yeah. But I could change my mind, really. I don't know. Hi.
How are you doing, Ken?
Ken Stevens. I'm doing, I'm okay. I'm good, but I'm not, you know, super good. I'm okay. I'm not bad.
You know, the more time I spend talking to you, I find amazing that your station is actually starting to kick my station's ass, because you appear to be a bigger moron than my program director,
well,
Steve Kingston.
I wouldn't use the word moron, but I would say that perhaps there have been times that I perhaps have not, you know, been the brightest bulb on the tree. I could be wrong about that.
Steve would like to know exactly what you're going to do to Don for talking about him on the air.
I'll be sure and you look into it, and I'll get back to you. How's the next year sound?
Sounds great.
Fantastic. It's good talking to you, Steve. Or is this Tom?
This is Tom. Tom Chiasano.
Oh, great. Hi, Ken Stevens.
I'm the general manager at 92.3 K-Rock, a station that essentially signs off every morning at 11 a.m. and runs tone until the next morning at 6 a.m.
Well, I really appreciate the call, and we'll look into it. We'll look into it, and I'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible.
As Steve says, make him stop it. It's hurting Steve's feelings.
Okay, I'll make sure I do that.
Steve says all the record ducks are making fun of him now. All the record guys who he goes out with and gets free meals and gets free clothes from.
Well, I can understand that, you know, that he'd be upset, but of course, you know, it's he shouldn't be that upset. But, you know, his emotions on the subject are something I can relate to, but it's something that I think that I might not choose to deal with if it's not something that you mind.
Well, I can understand it. First off, he's under a lot of pressure.
As am I, yes.
He's the program director of a station that, frankly... garners no ratings at all between 10 a.m. and the following day at 6 a.m.
I have chronic diarrhea.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, it's tough being a general manager for one of these Infinity stations.
It sure is. So listen, just so I can stop him from jumping up on my desk. He's very tiny, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's like mini-me. Just so I can stop him from jumping on my desk in the booster seat, I can officially tell him that I've spoken to you about this.
Well, I don't want to go crazy, but if you want to just mention that maybe you've talked to someone here, you know, position of authority at the radio station, I don't think that I'd have a terribly difficult time with that, but if it's how you chose to do that, I suppose, I really don't know.
Great, and I guess I'll see you at the Scott Shannon Award Ceremony.
I might be there, I might not. It depends, you know, on whether I can. I'd like to be there. But I'm not sure I'd want to be there.
Great talking to you, Ken.
Hey, always a pleasure, Steve.
No, this is Tom. I'm calling on behalf of Steve, the program director.
Yeah, of course, right. Of course you are. Okay. All right. Well, it's nice talking to you, and good to see you. Well, I'm not seeing you because, of course, you're on the phone.
You know, we're petrified of NEW over here at K-Rock. It's all we talk about all the time, 24 hours a day.
Oh, let me write that down. And I'll remember.
We're petrified. We can't program our way out of a paper bag. We got you guys coming right up on our ass.
Let me get my notepad out. Petrified of NEW. Take full credit. There you go.
Opie and Anthony, Don and Mike, Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Damn, that's one lineup. That's a killer lineup, and we're over here playing stupid Megadeth records.
That makes me laugh. That's all good stuff you're saying right now. I won't be wishy-washy about that, but everything else, if you'd like to have me make a decision, I won't be doing that right away.
All right. Thank you for your time, Ken.
Oh, thank you so much. Anytime, please, feel free to give me a call next year.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Take care.
I gotta go now. I see Steve Kingston getting into a Stewart little car.
Ah, very good.
I gotta catch him before he drives back to the miniature golf course that he lives on.
So nice talking to you. You take care now, Tom.
Okay.
Is it Monday?
Bye, Ken.
Bye. All right. They're very good. There they are. General manager to general manager.
Love that.
Oh, really?
How ridiculous is that? Huh?
I mean, it's amazing. Come on, make a fist. Make a phone call.
Come on. Goddamn. First he calls Jeremy and gets up. He says, his boss call our boss.
Right. Ooh. Right.
We're scared.
Hey, man.
Ooh, man.
Hey, man.
I just kept waiting for the call from BlackRock. You're fired.
Yeah, right. Ooh.
You talked about Steve Kingston on your radio show, the program director of a competing radio station.
Very scary.
You know what I said to that? I said, hey, man. You can't do that to me.
Right on.
I know the guy who's nominated for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
And if you ever want to keep us, for all the programmers out there and general managers, you ever want to keep us away from your radio station, hire Steve Kingston.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Very good.
Bang. Okay. Enough. We got a break here. Give you a chance to win some money. We have all $500 online with Secret Sound number one for the holiday.
Everybody's getting very close, right?
Yes, and then we've got we're all backed up with guests, so we got to get right to the contest right now. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Well, there's some problem with the cart machines. Wendell was just in here working on them.
Yeah, we having a little problem with the antiquated equipment.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Like we always do. Time for a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Outstanding. I'm calling from Modesto, California. I listen on Sacramento Station.
Thank you. What is your name, sir?
William.
William?
William, you sound like a big guy.
About 6'2".
Right.
Only 185. I work out a lot. I'm at the gym now.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, now what's your name? William or Orium?
William.
William? William?
What do you bench press, William?
Oh, I'll say not much. About 200.
Wow.
Not much. About 200. About my left leg. William, you won the Lobstergram delivery of two live Maine lobsters.
Ooh.
Courtesy of Lobstergram. Check it out. www.livelob.com for a complete description of Lobstergram deliveries available.
Fantastic.
Great.
And are you ready to go?
Outstanding.
Ready to go for big bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. $500 online. Secret Sound, number one, the holiday edition. This is a Christmas-related sound.
Very good.
We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. I'll tell you this, that we started this yesterday, or maybe the day before, I don't remember. All I know is that outside of the first couple of guesses, everybody's been real close.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
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 Yeah.
They've been real good, real close guesses. Let's hear yours for $500.
Is it someone closing a Bible?
Closing a Bible.
Closing a Bible. I don't think so.
What a fascinating guest, though. Very unique.
Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue
for you.
For you.
Thank you, William.
All
Thank you. Hold on a second.
All that time in the gym, and he came up with closing a Bible.
Somebody closing a Bible.
Fascinating.
Okay, listen. Oh, here we go. From the Penn State in the News Department.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You remember that a couple of weeks ago, we told you about Unt K. Est Fay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, C-Fest.
Right, which was a, there's a poster from it.
Right.
A big meeting they were having, a big rally at Penn State University.
Nice logo.
On November 18th, as a matter of fact, it was about the C word.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bunch of women getting together saying that the C word is a beautiful word.
It is a beautiful word.
And that the connotation is not used correctly in society.
Yeah, it was taking back their word. They wanted to take back the word that said all that negative connotation.
Right. So they had the unkest fay, and we talked about it, and the people at Penn State were grateful that we gave it some publicity. Today we received the following from Penn State. Apparently there's a group there, the Penn State Young Americans for Freedom.
Okay.
And these guys are like the guys at Animal House, like Greg Marmalade.
Okay, these are the this is Delta House we're talking about here.
They sent the following letter to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Oh, God.
Dear Honorable Ridge, that's the Honorable Thomas J. Ridge, who's the governor of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay. As a concerned Penn State student, I want to make you aware of a student event held on Penn State, the evening of November 18, 2000. Enclosed is an advertisement flyer showing the details of the event on KSF. I think it's a safe assumption that many taxpayers in your district would find this event to be inappropriate. University resources totaling $9,519 were allocated, blah, blah, blah. I feel inclined to inform you of this matter because you've expressed concern over the manner in which Penn State allocates its resources. Okay, so this guy
sounds serious, though.
This is just a rat bastard, the guy who wrote the letter to chairman of the Penn State Young Americans for Freedom. So,
right. And he wouldn't be Delta House, he would be Greg Marmalade's house. He would be
right,
Niedermeyer.
That's what I'm saying, right? Bad guy.
That would be Niedermeyer, right.
Bad guys. So the people who organized UNKSF Fay, they sent us a copy of this complaint letter,
mm-hmm.
and they enclosed a copy of a letter that a representative... Okay, I got the order mixed up. The Niedermeyer guy, the Greg Marmalade guy...
Right, writes the thing about, hey, I'm alerting you that the fact that they're doing this and this is bad.
He wrote to a state representative.
Okay.
The state representative then wrote a letter from the House of Representatives to the governor of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We have a copy of that letter.
Right.
And it's so funny. These letters are funny because they all have the
name in it.
The C word. Governor Ridge, as you're aware, over my tenure as member of the General Assembly, I've keenly followed the costs associated with higher education in Pennsylvania. Enclosed, you will find a letter and attachments from a Penn State student concerning an event called Unt K. Est Fay. This is not the first example I have forwarded you concerning what I believe to be an inappropriate expenditure of state tax dollars. Governor, how would you feel as a parent making a college visit with your 18-year-old accompanied by one or two younger siblings, and one of those siblings happens to spot a flyer that says Unt K. Est Fay on a Penn State bulletin board?
I think we were talking about that the first time this story came up.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. And then they mentioned the prick who wrote the letter to Reitman. This guy, his initials are JB. JB is a student crying out for help.
Yeah.
Yes, while those who espouse academic freedom have rights, I believe Jeffrey has rights also. I am asking you to take immediate action with Penn State concerning Unt K. Est Fay.
Right. Come on. Hey, Jeffrey, lighten up. Yeah.
So it's gotten all the way to the governor of Pennsylvania.
It's a word.
And we...
It is a harmless word.
We are here, as always, to support the student body of Penn State.
Absolutely.
The student body that more resembles Delta House.
Yes.
Not the Greg Marmalades of the group. Who
the Greg Marmalades who, you know, to be perfectly honest, why a young gentleman would have a problem with this is surprising to me. Really. I mean, it really is.
Probably some kid who obviously is there on daddy's dime.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Going to Penn State.
What the frick does he care?
Look the other way or, you know, laugh about it and move on.
He's there to get high or get drunk for 4 years and get laid. Or
I mean, really, if you want to be serious about it, I mean, really serious about it, wasn't the whole point of this thing to kind of take back the word, to take back the negative connotation of the word?
There were a bunch of silly women who really thought that if they had this fest,
probably won't happen, but let them do it.
And the C word would not be such a dirty word in our society. So the chain goes like this. Penn State has this rally. They send us the PR on it.
Right.
Okay? And they also sent us a letter saying thank you that they got no other mainstream media to support UNKSFA.
Of course, we support UNKSFA.
Of course we do. Then the guy from Penn State Young Americans for Freedom sends a letter to the state representative. The state representative sends a letter to the governor of Pennsylvania.
Right.
They sent the letter to us to illustrate how ridiculous it all really is.
Yeah, I mean, this is really what they're talking about, just making the big deal out of the word. They don't want to do that.
And then on top of that, we get this news today from Penn State.
What?
Student finds dead deer in residence hall shower room.
Delta. Oh, God. Now, there's Delta. Residence hall shower. Oh, my God. Somebody took a roadkill into the dorm.
And we have the kid's phone number. No guarantee he's going to be there, but we're going to try to call him. Here's the story.
Very good.
As Tom Childers pulled back the shower. And you know, let me just say, whoever it is at Penn State that's listening to the show, they've been a font of absolute
thank you
great material for this show over the last month.
This one sounds fantastic.
I don't know if Penn State has always been this effed up or not.
It's always been a party town because my best friend Brad, everyone in his family has gone there.
Really?
There's a lot of great stories, and a lot of them stem back to State College.
Oh,
so
good,
I'd like
Penn
to say,
State.
Go Lions.
Way to go.
All right,
so here's Lions, Rob.
Right.
Here's the story. As Tom Childers pulled back the shower curtain in his South Hall's bedroom Monday night, he discovered a head. Four hooves and a shower full of intestines.
Oh, ew.
Childers, freshman, chemistry,
perfect,
found a dead deer in his Springfield House bathroom on the ground floor of Simmons Hall.
Huh.
Found around 7:20 p.m., the carcass weighed 200 pounds and did not have antlers. At first, he was in shock. I didn't believe I was looking at a dead deer in my shower, Childers said.
God.
He immediately left the bathroom and found friend Tom Bowler. Freshman, Division of Undergraduate Studies. It was like out of a horror movie, Balor said. The curtain was drawn, and there were two legs sticking out the curtain.
Oh, God.
Penn State Police Services and Resident Life staff were called to the scene. Police Supervisor Stuart Neff said police removed the carcass and transported to a lab for disposal. The deer appeared to have been hit by a vehicle.
Yes.
A crowd gathered around the stall, some people taking pictures of the dead animal.
Right.
As residents waited for police to arrive.
I went to see one of those pictures, huh?
Mallard said the smell of the animal worsened quickly.
Oh, yes, sure. Of course.
At first, it didn't smell like anything.
Oh.
You could hardly even stand it after 2 hours, he said.
Ah.
Residents of Springfield House are trying to figure out how the deer got in the bathroom without anyone noticing.
How did they do that?
Childers said he had used the same shower stall hours earlier on Monday.
Hmm.
Mallard said he was in his room all afternoon with his door open and would have noticed if anybody was bringing a dead deer down the hall.
Sure.
I didn't hear anything, he said. Students speculate the deer was brought in through a bathroom window. Because there was no blood trail, some believe the deer was transported in a bag. Police are continuing to investigate. When the responsible party is discovered, they could face charges of criminal mischief or disorderly conduct. Childers said it would be able to forget what he saw. I don't know if I'll ever use that stall again, he said.
Ew!
So let's try to call the student.
Let's call him and get his eyewitness account of the dead deer. And, you know, one thing that's not in there, I would think that they would have suspects.
Yeah.
You would suspect the, you know, the prankster fraternity around town.
I wonder if it has anything to do with UNKSFA.
I don't think so.
Two great stories from Penn State, both within like 2 weeks.
I mean, it really is right out of Animal House from when they bring the horse into Dean Wormer's office.
Oh, they cut the legs off with the hands off. Fantastic.
Hi, this is...
Oh, crap, he's not there. Hey, Tom, are you there?
It's Don and Mike calling.
Hi, Tom. This is the Don and Mike show. We're calling about the dead deer you found in the shower.
Want to see if you want to... Give us some more information on it. We find it a fascinating story, and we want to know who you think did it.
Was it Niedermeyer?
Marmalade? Bluto?
Let me prove to you we're disc jockeys.
That's an official disc jockey sound effect.
Crazy disc jockeys.
Wacky and crazy.
If it means anything, we were also very much behind the recent Untke Estfay.
Yes.
That happened at Penn State.
So give us a holler if you get a chance, okay?
Are you there, Tom? We're behind you, Tom. We want to find out who did this, Tom. I hope you can go on that stall again, Tom.
Very good.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care, Tom.
Tom, until next time, I'm glad we had this time together. I wish our time together could be longer because, well, time makes the heart grow fonder. So until next time, let me take my time to say we love Joe Paterno.
Yes.
And his short neckties.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Take care, Tom.
Well, not there.
That's too bad.
But we did put in the call to him, and that's our Penn State University update for the day.
And, you know, since we are listened to up there, for anybody that might have a theory about how this deer got in the stall.
Absolutely.
Stories like that tend to make their way around a college campus.
Yeah.
And I am sure that, you know, the rumors about the culprits might be abundant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also anybody who knows about this junior Nazi group that's trying to get the UNKSFAY people in trouble. I'd like to hear about them also.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, we had someone from Penn State on the phone.
Somebody wanted to talk about it,
but they couldn't.
There's a cover-up. There's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a story about Penn State.
Is it a current story about the deer?
No, it's a guy vomiting from a top bunk onto the floor past the guy in the lower bunk. If you're interested.
Well, that happens probably every weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Possible.
Thank you. All I know is that the show has turned into one gigantic commercial for Penn State University.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey, 40.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Mr. 40.
Not that I need any more time, but I just forgot something before I left.
What's that?
I had to give a shout-out to the dude in the pickup truck that just... He just, like, sped up by the station and was like, yo, this is for 40. And it was like a gift in a brown bag, and it was great.
Oh, he gave you a gift.
Guys,
hey, I should mention while 40's on the line, Dennis Murphy, I saw him out in the lobby. He wanted me to remind everyone that he is still at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax selling copies of his CD.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was out there a minute ago. He said, Mike, will you do that for me? So I'm doing it for him.
Is Jesus still out there with him?
I didn't see Jesus. He may be out there, but I think it might be just Dennis and Cheryl.
Jesus had an appearance, didn't he?
Parents at Ruby Tuesdays.
I just saw Tom dragging a deer into our bathroom.
All right, Mr. 40, great seeing you today.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. Bye, 40.
Bye.
Bye.
Who let the dogs out?
And Cheryl the Big Dyke came by, too. Yeah, she was late.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, chillin'.
Hey, man.
Hey, can I talk to Mike?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, man.
Guess what?
What?
Hey, no, this is Don. Let me talk to Mike.
No, man, this is me.
Hey, check it out.
Yes?
My name is Mike, too.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, dude, I'm chilling, man. Let me tell you, for real.
Right now.
Brothers love you, man.
Brothers love me?
The brothers love you. Don, you cool, but Mike, it's you, man.
Wait a minute, let me see if I get this straight. I always thought Don was a friend of the brothers, and I was always too tragically white to be embraced by the African-American community.
Don, no, you didn't know. That was all just that's an act.
Oh, my God.
No,
you mean I am embraced by the African-American community?
Oh, you better believe it.
Right on, my brother.
Now, listen, brothers love me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Brothers love me. I'm telling you right now. You're mulatto.
The brothers are down.
Mulattoes love Mike.
The mulatto? No, the mulattoes, man, they ain't real brothers.
But the real brothers love me?
The real brothers love you. You know why?
Why is that?
Man, it's because you got heart.
I got heart?
Because you're real.
There you go.
Thank you for giving me my props.
Hey, nothing but love for you.
Right on.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
You're cool, too. I'm talking about Don.
Well, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. I thought all that love was coming my way.
No, I mean, none but love for all y'all, but...
All right, I understand what you're saying. Mike is the friend of the African-American listener.
That's right. That's right.
He's the favorite.
Well, is he saying... Is he giving me love or not?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Oh, yes, yeah. He is.
Oh, yeah. All right, all love.
All right, all love?
All love, man. All we love. Are one nation.
All right, thank you.
Under God.
Beautiful. Peace out, my
hey,
brother.
Hey, no, wait, one more thing.
What?
I just wanted to say...
What?
I love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
Yes, sir.
I love you too, sir.
Love you too.
All right, hey, man, I just saw your picture on the web. You are a good looking dude.
God bless you, sir.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, Rob, keep it up.
Bye-bye.
He's a big fan of the show.
All right.
See you later.
Good friend.
I'm totally confused.
I don't know where all this racial profiling is coming from.
Right on. And I hate being profiled like that.
I love God and Mike show.
Hello, hello.
I don't look too tragically white today, do I?
Yeah, Mike's
like my dad doing the show.
Mike's wearing a white shirt and a red tie today.
Sorry, Dad. Dad's up in heaven. Sorry, Dad.
Hey, John and Mike, what's up?
Hey.
My brother goes to Penn State.
Yes.
And he's in not too far from that dorm. And what he said today is that actually the kid who had it in his shower is one of the suspects. Because he's apparently been trying to get himself out of that room for a long time because that building has all kinds of problems.
Makes sense.
And they actually are looking at him now that he may have set this up to get himself transferred to a nicer room.
All right.
Oh, wow. He's been and whining and complaining for a long time. He's trying to get himself a better room and just hasn't happened.
Oh, that is sinister.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Wow, interesting. Right. Interesting theory.
Good theory from Penn State. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don Mike Show. Oops. That's our second Penn Stater who hung up in a row.
Very interesting.
Second screen call from Penn State where they hung up.
Are you having second thoughts about wanting to come clean?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
And Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say I think it's great that when you guys choose to do something for somebody, you guys pull out all the stops. And I think Lou Ferrigno owes you a great deal of gratitude.
I think in his nice little way, was he making fun?
Yes,
he was. Little joke. Yes, he was.
Little
joke.
He's making fun of Ryder.
Oh, stop.
Right.
That's not funny.
Hi.
We all laugh.
I'm Lou Ferrigno.
Hey, all right.
Oh, hold on. Oh. Got a message here. Mike would like to send this out to all of his black friends.
Oh,
a dry hole?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Hope they don't turn on you now.
I know.
Hope they don't start to love Buzz better now.
That's right.
Dry hole. That's the first time you've had a dry hole in a while.
It is, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes?
You know, the irony is that the C-Fest really has succeeded because is this probably the first time a letter to a governor has included that word?
Yeah, probably. I mean, that to me was the funniest part of all of the correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
The original letter from the Niedermeyer to the representative and the letter from the representative to the governor.
There might have been a personal note from Trent Lott to the governor talking about the election in New York, you know, with Hillary. But I think that's the first that's the first formal, you know, communication.
And the one to the governor has it like three times in it.
So there is movement on this issue.
Sure.
Yes, there's movement on UnKSFest.
Absolutely.
Thank you. But we still know nothing about the deer.
No, and we did have that one theory.
The theory,
about the
right.
kid himself might have done it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yes.
Anthony Robbins.
Mike?
Hi there, sir.
I want you to fart with passion!
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, are we even sure that one dude was black? That dude was not black.
Which dude? The dude that loved Mike?
Yeah, I'm saying I love both of y'all equally, you know what I'm saying? But for real, Buzz is the man.
Buzz is the man? All right.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Yeah, but Buzz is the man, because Buzz swings, you know what I'm saying? Buzz is more, you know what I'm saying, the brother's type of, you know, he's a player. Buzz is a player.
Listen, please stop the racial profiling.
Yeah, we don't like to be profiled on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
One world.
Stop playing
hey,
the race card.
Doing?
What, hello?
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, Don, I saw you guys on the website, on your WNEW website.
Oh, yes, flattering photos.
You do not look old enough to have a 17-year-old son. I'm sorry.
Honey, you are looking at the wrong website.
No, I mean...
Are you talking about the website where I don't have my pants on?
Yes, it's hilarious.
Right, you need to get a better computer.
That's a nice compliment.
You need to get more RAM.
You know, when anybody mentions that website, you know, we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop there. But, I mean, it's, you know, that's better than most. And I know for a fact that you have not had any plastic surgery, unlike some other New York disc jockeys.
Scotch, yeah. Yeah, take a look at my ass in those pictures on WNEW.com.
Do you know, seriously, as we enter our fourth decade on this planet, you look at a picture like that, Shannon, picture. I no more would want to have plastic surgery
What the hell? What is the point?
I'd rather just be fat and ugly like I am than have plastic surgery.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like he looks like a welcome to the house of wax.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was on that recovery team with that deer. I had to help drag it out.
Nope. You know who this is?
Yeah.
The growler guy.
Growler guy. Oh. We got you. Ha ha.
There was two.
We got you. We got you. We got you. Growler guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Buzz is the friend of the black man.
No, that's very kind.
And now, I mean, you can't.
You know what?
Yeah.
And the rest of your crackers can just go to hell.
Hey, don't talk to my friends that way.
There's a lot of hostility.
The tide has turned.
We are crackers now. Buzz is friend of the black man.
What have we done? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Please.
Hello?
Buzz is more afraid of black people than anybody in this room.
Hey, I did that deer. I hit it.
What's that?
I hit that deer in my pickup truck.
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dan.
This is a how you doing guy.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Dan.
What's going on?
Hey, Dan.
I thought this guy is banned.
I thought we banned him.
Hey, Dan.
It's Christmas. I don't care if it's Christmas.
Is he banned? Do you want to re-ban him?
Yes.
Hey, Dan.
All right, one more and you're out of our lives.
Hey there!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Oh, it's been a wild, wacky one today.
It has been.
Hello.
Don, I was wondering, do you have to listen to that Don Hill album you saved from the trunk of your car?
Hey, listen, I got news for you. That album was successfully burned onto a CD.
That's right.
By Rob A. Spiewak for me, for my mother-in-law, and yes, I had to listen to it over Thanksgiving.
You know, there's that term again, that burning onto a CD. Is there any fire used in the process?
There's no
fire. Where did this burning come from? Is there fire? Is there smoke or anything like that when this process takes place?
Yes, my CD burner uses propane, and I can also grill chicken on it.
Why don't they say dub? Why is it burned when it's a CD?
The laser. I don't know. You don't take it either.
The laser actually burns the image.
Sounds cooler.
It burns it.
Well,
figuratively speaking.
But figuratively speaking.
It's a laser, so it...
No, he's right, though. The laser burns the groove into the CD.
I don't think so. I think it's fixed.
Hey, besides, it sounds cool, man.
Yeah. It does sound cool. You love saying it.
I do.
You love saying burned onto a CD. Yeah.
I do.
And I felt like a real numbnuts that first time when I really didn't know what do you mean burn it onto a CD? What is this terminology?
I love Don at my show.
Hey, Don.
I know not this burn you speak of. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi, we're here.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Tom from Sacramento.
Hi there.
Hey, one of our local radio shows this morning had Dennis Murphy, the major effing star.
Yeah, we knew that.
That's right. It was our station, KHTK, right?
Yes,
interview
giving you guys major props.
For some godforsaken reason, they were interviewing Dennis Murphy.
Best of my knowledge, Dennis Murphy still at 10800 Main Street in the pitch black, selling his CDs.
Hey, he was trying to pick up on our traffic lady.
Mm-hmm. Of course he was. Goddamn, he's horny. Hold on, I got a girl from Penn State. Okay. Hello, Colleen.
Hi.
Colleen. Wait a minute. Hey, Colleen.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Is this the girl who goes to Penn State?
Yep.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
My friend told me you guys were talking about the deer. I figured I'd call in and hear what you had to say.
Well, we just had the story. We want to know what the deal is with it.
Well, you know what my theory is?
What?
I have a couple friends in the ag frat, and they're big hunters and everything. I noticed a dent on one of their cars. So I'm thinking maybe they hit this deer when they're driving on the highway up here and decide to play a joke on some freshman or something and put a deer in the shower.
All right, that's the second theory we've heard. I like the other theory better, that the guy just wanted a new room.
That's ballsy for a freshman. That's real ballsy for a freshman.
Hey, listen, let me ask you something, Gabe. Being as you go to Penn State, did you go to UNK Est Fay?
Oh, no, that's not my kind of...
Did you see the banners up on campus?
Oh, yeah, my roommate's a big freak about it, so okay. I heard all about it.
So your roommate went there and kind of dug the event?
Yeah, I'm sure she's kind of into that.
Really? Is she a lesbian?
I'm not sure. I hope not.
Okay. Is she an UNK?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
See you later. I just don't think, you know, when you're a freshman in college, that's your most vulnerable, your most intimidatable.
Yeah, but also if the guy really hates being around there, that's when you may be at your most desperate.
Yeah, that's true.
You do anything to get out of there.
If it wasn't a freshman, I'd say that was a chance, but it seems to me freshmen, as we all know, they are the ones that would be the recipient.
Right.
You do the worst stuff in the world to freshmen because you can get away with it. You know, when my friend Kevin would pull his scrotum out of his boxers,
yes.
It was always the freshmen and their dates. It was never anybody else. It was always the freshmen we did that to.
Mike, I know where you're going with this.
It was me, Doc.
No.
I was raped.
No.
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 What? What?
Well, of course you would know that about college.
Why?
Because, you know, I didn't go to... I mean, I'm not joking. Because I didn't go to college.
Yeah, you went to the College of Hard Knocks.
That's right.
You went to the College of... You got your master's degree in street smarts.
The 13th grade.
There you go.
Never went to college. I have no freaking idea.
Well, do you know, the only thing I'm talking... And I hate talking about it. I'm not trying to talk because I went to college.
I'm just kidding.
I just have the memories of... Did I ever tell you the story about when I was going to leave one school and transfer to another school, and the fraternity house next door... They made a big deal about, hey, we want you to pledge the fraternity as an honorary member, go through the ritual. And as each day went on, they were like having more and more fun with it, you know, kind of going, hey, ritual coming up. And I thought they were doing it because they were friends of mine, when they were really doing it because they just wanted to light my chest on fire.
See, that's the great stuff I missed.
And I'm like sworn to secrecy not to reveal that, and I've just revealed it to 6 million people.
That's all right. Yeah. We did do a guy, forget his last name, it was James, he was a freshman. We got him really drunk and used a roll of duct tape and duct taped every inch of him down to a chair and left him on an elevator for 8 hours. No one helped him. I mean, he was basically about to soil himself because he had like a 12-pack.
Sure.
You know how you get after you have
sure.
It. Just up and down the elevator. Good times.
I wouldn't know, Rob.
Don?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are.
Wouldn't it be great if we all could have gone to college together?
You know what that means?
What?
We have to, sometime next year, allow you the pleasure of performing a prank on someone here. Right, Buzz?
Right. Hi, Buzz. Hi.
How are you doing, Buzz?
I was being so quiet. They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Oh, God.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Okay, time out. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
I'll always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, Buzz broke the news earlier today during our Christmas concert that Colonel Klink is dead. Not my dog.
No.
Right. The guy who we had used to have on the show all the time, Werner Klemperer.
And it was named after your dog.
Tomorrow we will have the official wake for Colonel Klink on this show.
Very good.
Which will include a visit from Major Hochstetter.
Yes, it'll be fantastic.
We will talk to both of them. We will dial up the dead on this show tomorrow. Also tomorrow is Friday. So we will be picking the pros until they scab and bleed with the Gumble brother, who everybody likes, Greg.
All right.
Greg Gumble. Yes, not the one that everybody hates, Brian.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
And also tomorrow we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you.
Wonderful.
Hello, hey. Don and Mike Show. And we have one more Christmas special to get to today. That man is coming in next. We got to make this a quick break.
Absolutely.
Today is the first contracted appearance.
Oh, yeah.
By Vinny the Elf. It's December 7th, and I want to make sure we get him in.
I saw him out in the lobby. I
know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh. F'd up?
Yeah, no. No, he just doesn't look good.
Oh, I heard a rumor about that.
I don't know whether that's true. He's not himself. That's all I can tell you. I mean, he's really, really not himself.
I heard a rumor he lost a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah. A lot of weight.
Look kind of gaunt.
Yeah, look very gaunt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, he's a chain,
hey, babies.
He's a chain smoker.
Hello.
Hi, babies.
And he's also very promiscuous.
He might be, it could be cancer, it could be the hippie.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, babies.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I have a question for you, Don. I was just wondering if anybody's ever told you you kind of look like Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano. I don't know.
Have
if
you ever gotten that one?
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I think he is a hot man.
I think you do resemble James Gandolfini, and now that's not only James Gandolfini but also John Gotti. And here comes Lisa.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
That's funny that you said that. Just this past Saturday morning, when we were out at the wherever we were,
the paintball park.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. 40 saw you standing there smoking your cigar in your coat, and that's exactly what he said. Told me that he thought you looked like was Tony Soprano.
I'll go with that.
You like Tony Soprano?
Oh yeah, I'll go with that.
What the hell?
I mean, he's not the most physically fit guy in the world, but neither am I.
Yeah, but he also, you know, he has that strong sexuality.
I'll go with him.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I just got to buy a couple of wife beaters.
Forget about it. Yeah, a couple of those T-shirts.
Yeah. You know, Bart was wearing one of those around the house on Sunday, and I said, where did you get the wife beater from? He had a wife beater on. He had
like a white one?
Yes, and he had a short sleeve, like a cabana shirt that was unbuttoned. I said, you know, all you need is a gold chain around your neck.
Tony Soprano Junior.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, am I on there?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just want to tell you, I go to Penn State, and I went to the Sea Festival.
Oh, you went to KSFA?
Yes.
Yeah, and?
And I loved it. Since I've been at Penn State, it was my first experience with women, and so now I'm all freaked out about them.
You mean when you say your first experience with women, what do you mean?
I've always been straight, and now I'm very bisexual.
Oh!
You mean, was UNKSFA a lesbian-type experience?
Yes, it was.
See, because all the press releases we had seemed to give the impression that it was just women who didn't think that the C word was a bad word.
But perhaps the basis of this was based in the lesbian community. And you had speakers, and then you had some sexual experiences?
Yeah, I went back to a room with a couple girls, and we got it on.
Really? You feast on the yeast?
Yes, I did. Yeah, and I loved
that.
It.
Hey, that's a college is a learning experience.
Like hearing that. All right, honey. Hey, who's the celeb you most resemble?
She said a naughty word.
That got dirty.
Delete that out.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll tell you this, though.
Dude.
She's one ugly girl.
You're on the deer, man.
That's one of the ugliest girls I've ever heard. As a matter of fact, butt ugly.
Buggly.
I feel sorry for her.
Hello?
Buggly. She is really tall, skinny.
Dude, I'm
ugly. Stringy, matted hair.
Wears sunglasses all the time.
Just butt ugly. Hideously. Almost like deformed ugly.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I have a theory on the deer.
And couldn't stay married, incidentally, to save a life, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, the newspaper said that the one deer had no antlers.
Right.
So I think, man, that it must have been like an angry buck that came in and did her in for what was going on in that room, maybe.
All right, thank you. Great. Hey, Robbie, where's that tape that says lame-ass analysis?
Deer hunter humor.
We really
but I mean, a buck is... A deer without antlers is not a buck.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
So that means that something was going on, man, and the buck got mad, jealous.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Jealous buck that came into the room.
Horrible. This is a horrible phone call right here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Don, this is Richie Coleman.
Yes, hi, Richie.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Is this Richie
Coleman? You don't sound like Don.
Is this Richie Coleman who I went to school with?
This is. Is Mike?
Yeah, well, Richie, why are you saying hi to Don and trying to recognize his voice?
But Mike, who is Richie Coleman?
Is this Richie Coleman who... Richie, I'll find out if it really is. Richie, what have you been doing, at least the last time I talked to you, your line of work? You were in a certain business.
The Marine Corps.
All right, it's Richie Coleman. What rank have you achieved in the Marine Corps?
Well, still a major.
You're a major.
But I'm working on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, my childhood friend, Major Richie Coleman.
Richie Coleman.
Richie, why'd you call?
Don, I wanted to ask if you would just prompt Mike to tell the story about how he lost his virginity.
Richie, do you know how I lost my virginity?
I sure do.
Richie, why don't you tell us?
Well, wait a minute, Richie. I didn't lose my virginity in Glastonbury, though.
Well, that's not what you told me.
Well, tell us what Mike told you.
What did I tell you?
Tell the story about your best friend, Joe Kasker.
No, Richie, why don't you tell us the story, and then Mike can tell us if you're telling the truth or not.
There you go.
Okay. Well, here's what happened. Mike told me
that he went out with his best friend's girl.
Now what, this is a high school friend of yours, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You remember Joe Pasker?
Yeah, all right. Mention the last name a few more times. Yeah, just give us the story. Well, I'm trying to remember. Richie, refresh my memory of it.
No, 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 I want Richie to give us the story.
Richie?
Okay.
Richie, you're getting me in trouble here. Richie, just tell us the story. All right, what's the story that I told you that what I see, because I mean there when oh, you got me here.
But it's not when it that's
how are you doing? Richie, that is not when I lost my virginity though.
Okay.
I lost my virginity when I was 15.
Hold on, what's the story about Mike stealing his best friend's girl?
I don't remember.
That's part of the story. Okay. I tell you what I'll do is I'll stop there. I've got myself in enough trouble with Mike.
I'm just saying, what was the story? And just tell me, without mentioning names again, what was the story that I lost it with that person?
Yeah.
And how did it happen? I mean, was there anything more to it, or was it just me and her?
She thought that you were him. She thought that you were Joe Pasker.
No. I don't think so.
Well, okay.
No, I don't remember that. I swear to God, I'd tell you if I thought it was true. And, you know, anything with her was not virginity related.
And you realize we have no idea these people you're talking about.
I know, but well, Richie, I swear to God, I'd tell you if it was true.
I thought it would make a great story.
But there was never any
Richie friends.
Richie, I will tell you, there was never...
Let me say this. I've been traveling back and forth and out of D.C. for a while, and we're now in San Diego. And I got to say that, you know, it's just amazing you guys have been on the air for as long as you have. Great show. I'm proud of you, Mike.
Richie, let me tell you, I might have been lying to you back then, but there was never any intercourse between me and that woman.
Okay, I believe you, Mike.
You sound like Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with
her. No, I mean, I would have told her.
And you actually did your hand in that Bill Clinton move.
I did not have sex. But what bugs me about it is if I was telling Richie that back then, I was lying. I was making it up. And because I lost my virginity in another state. I lost my virginity in the state of Maine.
Hmm.
Yeah, when we were up on vacation up in Maine.
Okay.
And I lost it to a 45-year-old man.
What?
No. All right. Kidding.
Goodbye.
Bye, Richie. Get out of here.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
A major.
You know how I remember Richie Coleman? The one memory I have of Richie Coleman?
He flunked ninth grade five times.
We went to the Giants game, and it was the day of the big ice storm. We threw snowballs at the Minnesota Viking, and he was fending them off with his shield. That's a kind memory. And then Richie obviously had some sordid memory.
He had some story.
The girl that he's talking about is... an absolute legitimate, that the Joey was one of my best friends, absolutely, but
did
I never...
Did you steal his girlfriend?
No. I might have had...
Did you bang his girlfriend and his girlfriend thought it was him?
I definitely had made out with that girlfriend before he started.
Oh.
He actually...
Did you ever feel her up?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. I think so, but it's hard to remember. Because, you know, and I'd remember if it was...
Did you diddle her?
No, but I did feel her up, I think, and lots of kissing, but that was it, because then, right after that, that's when Joey started going out with her, and then it was like, he went crazy.
We don't even know these people.
Yeah, I know.
Old friends.
You know what bums me out is I called Joey back, like a year ago, and he never returned my call, so
I
don't
know. Well, I mean, he calls now because your dumb friend Richie said his first and last night was about 100 times on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was making it up. You know, I probably was. That's what bums me out. That I was like, yeah, I did her. Yeah, and I didn't. I didn't because I didn't.
But you felt her up, right?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty almost certain that I did. I'm almost certain, but I'm not 100%.
Hold on. Wow.
I don't want to go lying again. And that's what stopped it, because right at the moment that I was feeling, that's the sound that came out.
That'll do it.
Wow, that's a stinky one I just had, Rob.
Thank you,
John. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. Always great when friends call the show, isn't it?
Well, you know, it doesn't bother me like it used to. It really doesn't bother you. Need the citrus spray, Rob.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That guy almost had you stepping right in it.
What's that?
This is the growler guy again.
You're wrong about that, my brother.
This is the growler guy.
Right.
You think a growler guy is a 7-foot-tall black dude?
You're not a 7-foot-tall black dude. This is the growler guy.
You're lying.
Hey, buddy. Come on.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Last call because we have to get Vinny the Elf in here. We have to give him a blood test.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling for Don and Mike. I wanted to talk to Mike about a hockey experience they might have remembered.
Is this is your life all of a sudden? Okay, listen, call him in the office, okay?
Call him at the office?
Yeah. Yeah, call me at the office. Call me on December 20th.
December 20th.
Yeah, I'll be taking calls December 20th from the office. And that's for anybody, all old friends that anybody wants to call me. Call me on
old
December.
Old friends want to bust his balls, huh?
Yeah, right, yeah. Call me. All right, go ahead. You want to bust my union? Is this a story about me?
About Mike playing hockey, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Mike, we were playing hockey. You were with the Caps alumni. I was on the actually target side of the team because the Caps alumni beat up on a regular basis.
That's another true story. Great.
This is another true story.
Right. Who did Mike make love to?
And Mike was slugging up the boards.
That's true.
As only Mike could do.
Right.
And I nailed him with a pretty good check.
Okay.
So he copped a serious attitude.
Right.
And it was pretty funny. He kind of carried it the whole game.
Right.
And in the locker room, he's sitting there going, I could have taken that guy, I should have kicked his ass.
Right.
And he's sitting there bragging with all the guys.
Right.
Well, what did he know? He's sitting there showering in the shower with my brother. My brother's just laughing, going, yeah, Mike, right. It was pretty easy.
Hey, you know something? You know,
I'll
tell you, I should have hit you because I would have knocked that rapier wit out of you.
You would have knocked the piss out of me. It would have been funny, but
I think for the good of the show, maybe your friends better stop calling.
I think that's a way, sir. Never call again.
Two for two.
Jesus. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Hey, Richie, F you.
I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it is December 7th. By the contract that we signed, today is officially the first contracted appearance on this show by Vinny the Elf. I believe he likes being referred to as Vincent in the early stages. Let's welcome him now. He appears every holiday season on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, look at him.
God damn, he's a skeleton.
How you doing? Hey, I'm ready to go.
Vinny?
Hi, Don. I'm not feeling so happy. That's all right. I'll be a good after you. I had to quit drinking.
Why?
My doctor told me I had to slow down on my lifestyle just a little bit, but I'm doing really well. I'm just a little weak.
Braille. Now, Vinny?
Yeah, Don.
Have you given up smoking?
No. I'm trying to, but I can't, and that's the whole problem, because I gotta quit smoking. It's got a little early stage emphysema.
Now.
I'm all right, though. I'll be okay, I swear to God. I'm ready to do your thing. I didn't wear the costume, because we never have to wear the costume on the contract the first day, right?
I know. Now, listen, Vinny, I'm concerned about your health. Vinny, I've heard two rumors about you. I've heard lung cancer.
No.
And I've also heard about the HIV.
AIDS?
Yes.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I got a lung disorder is what I found. Either smoking and drinking.
But you
have depleted my lung capacity.
You have had unprotected sex with thousands of women, right?
I don't like to wear it. You don't really get the feel. It's not the skin touching skin. And, that's why I don't, when you go, when you want it to rub against where you're going. That's the whole idea.
So you don't wear condoms?
No, but I mean, I think...
Do you have anal sex? Do you enjoy anal sex?
Oh, do I love that. Oh, man. Ooh. Now you get me feeling better. You really do. Hold on a second. I just have a little water.
All right, let me ask you something about your drug use.
Yeah.
Do you ever share the needles with the other midgets?
I gave that up. I gave that up. I use my own needles now. I use all my own needles. And I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. I gave that up also. I'm kidding you. All I do now is I like to go out and have a good time. I go to the bars with other people. I have maybe one or two drinks, but I don't do what I used to like when I go out on the bender.
Vinny, you look awful.
I feel awful, Don. I feel awful.
I mean, you used to be like a size 4. You must be down to a size 2 now.
I'm a size half. I'm a size half right now. I tell you, let me show you.
I could buy clothes for you in the infant department at Sears.
I got news for you. Let me show you. I'll roll up my sleeve. Look at my arm.
Oh, you know what? That's awful.
I know.
That is like a skeleton.
I know. The doctor says I got to gain some weight, but I don't have no appetite, you know? I just always go out to Denny's like 2, 3 in the morning after I go to bars, and then, you know, I just don't have it as much as I used to. But I'm feeling like I can maybe do, you know, do a reasonable job each year. You're not going to fire me, are you?
No. Listen, how does,
Merry Christmas, lady F, of all the boys and girls.
How does, Kringle feel about this? How does, you know, S. Claus feel?
He's so out of it. He's so looped up on prescription medication. He doesn't even know what's going on. He is, you know, you want to talk about me quitting drinking. He's drinking more than I've ever seen. It goes to high octane. He gets moonshine trucked up to him from West Virginia.
Santa Claus does?
Yes, and he drinks his stuff like a fish. It's amazing. He'd kill you. It would kill you. It really would. But I'm going to be fine. I'm going to gain more weight. I swear to God. I've been eating donuts, drinking milkshakes. I'm drinking protein shakes, and I'm feeling good. It's just what I have to do. All this talking, you know, it just keeps me... He gets me out of breath.
Vinny, I've never seen you like this. I mean, you've come in previous years. You've been smelling of whores.
Hold on.
Oh, he has to use an inhaler now. You know what? Let me give him the acid test. I don't want to give him acid.
I'll take some acid.
Bring in Lisa.
All right.
I want to see his reaction to Lisa.
Okay.
It was truly...
Who's Lisa?
Now, listen, I know we've had some beautiful women work on the show before.
Now, who's Lisa?
She's beautiful. I want to see your reaction to her, to see how much like the old Vinny you are.
I'm not into women today. Come on, tell her to go away.
No, hold on.
I don't want to see...
Hold on, look at this girl.
I don't want to...
Tell me if this girl doesn't look like...
Can't get Lisa, hello. But I brought Erica. Hey, baby.
Hi, this is Erica. Hey. Well, take a look at Erica.
Hello, beautiful.
What are we looking at here?
I'm Vinny Elf. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Vinny.
How are you?
Look at her boobs.
I'm good.
My God, are they real?
Very.
Attaway, baby. You're going to be at the Christmas party?
Yes, I will.
You're going to come to the Vinny Kissing Booth?
Yes, I will.
All right. Yeah.
Now, look how much better you're feeling now.
I'm sorry. I'm real emaciated. I know I look like death warmed over, but I could be a little more lively for you there, Erica.
I'll wear a low-cut dress, and that's where you can kiss.
You way to go, baby. Thank you, Erica. Oh, man, that is hot. I'm turgid. I am turgid.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Wow! Oh, that took it out of me, though. I don't like being around men. Can you bring some more broads by? I like broads. Why are you shaking your head, big boy?
Vinny, you're not turgid.
I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
Look at yourself.
He's not, is he?
I'm unwell.
He's flaccid.
I'm unwell. I'm dying.
So you were just saying...
I'm dying.
No.
Nobody wants to come right out and say it, but I'm dying this Christmas.
You've looked better, but I'm sure you're ready to bounce back.
I'm dying.
So you were faking it?
In the corner of my mouth. I'm dying.
You mean when Erica just came in here with her gigantic boobs?
Oh, I wasn't faking that. I'm okay. I'm okay around the broads, but I really do think she's got big jugs, and I'm attracted to them. But I'm just not feeling like... I'm not feeling too perky, Don. Very, very sick.
Not today, Don.
Not today, Don.
All right, well, Vinny, you know, contractually, you do owe us a message for the kids.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind laying that on the little ones,
please.
All
right, hold on a second.
You know, they always listen for you. God damn, he's sick. Have you had a blood test?
Yeah, I've had a bunch. I've had a lot of blood work. Just a little chemo. Hold on a second. Ho, 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 boys and girls. This is Vinny the Elf, and I sure hope you're going to be good this Christmas season, because otherwise Santa Claus won't come to your house and bring you presents. I'm just going to get a little more. Let me get my inhaler.
I've never seen him like this before. Worst ever.
Okay. So be good for goodness sake. Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Vinny the Elf, I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
I'll wear the suit tomorrow, I promise you. I'll wear the suit.
Does it still fit you?
I got to go to sleep.
What do you mean you got to go to sleep?
I'm very tired. I'm very, very sick. I'm really... Is Joe here?
Joe Hartinger?
Yeah, we're going out tonight.
Oh. No, hold on. I thought you didn't party anymore.
No, we go out. He lets me go to a special place where they let me have a wheelchair.
Oh.
And he rolls me around, and the chicks love it. They feel sorry for me. Okay, Bob?
All right, Vinny the Elf, he's very, very sick.
You got a cigarette?
No, you're not getting a cigarette.
Okay, I'm very tired, very, very sick.
You have emphysema, you might have lung cancer, you might have the hivy.
I'm all right, I'm going to be all right.
Jesus Christ, you might have hepatitis.
Yeah. Hepatitis, I've had that. I've had that, hepatitis B. Yeah, I cut myself shaving.
Right.
And then I...
Right, just like your neighbors did, right.
I cut myself shaving, and I wiped myself.
Okay, oh, that's all right. I'll talk to you for your next contracted appearance, which I believe is tomorrow.
If the doctor said I have fecal matter on my hands.
Yeah.
And I cut in the wound. Bye.
Take your meds.
Vinny the Elf, everybody. Very sick, Vinny the Elf.
I can't believe how ill he is.
I hate to think the worst of him.
So sad.
But, yeah, they're the worst of anybody, but I can't help but think he did it to himself.
Yeah, but if you're going to shave and then have that happen.
Buzz, hold on. Just a moment for the news and comments.
All right.
Got to squeeze in one more contest first. Here you go, contest players. Call 100-TIME, 877-365-3636. Give you a shot at $500 with a holiday secret sound.
All right.
Right now, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I run my unit how I run my unit. You want to investigate me, roll the dice and take your chances. I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
They'll splash the pot whenever if they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Neva.
Now listen, all of the revelers today from our holiday concert on the plaza have called, and of course Dennis Murphy is still standing on the corner outside the station selling his CDs.
Well, he was in the lobby a while ago. I don't know if he's actually out on the street again.
He's out on the street under the street lamp.
Oh, good. Well, you can just drive by.
So they would like us to mention that if you would like to see streaming video, archived video of the concert today, you can go to TomGavin.com, HomoJoe.com, Mr40.com.
All right.
Or DennisMurphy.com.
All those. And pick up your Christmas gifts at the same time.
And also on the web, our girl Shiloh from www.2expose.com, where you can see all of the explicit photos of the sexual doings on the show. Shiloh called and wants to thank everybody because she won that Hawaiian Tropic contest.
Oh, she won.
All right. Yeah, she won the online Hawaiian Tropic contest.
Can we hear Buzz's All Right on replay by any chance?
So many people.
Listen to Buzz's reaction.
I was happy.
This so is many, as enthusiastic as you get.
So many people from the show voted for her on the web. Okay, here we go, buddy. Because she won that Hawaiian Tropic contest.
Oh, she won.
All right. Yeah, she won the...
Yeah,
rewind that.
That is good.
All right! Yeah, she won the online Hawaiian Tropic contest. He's an excitable boy, that Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, he is indeed.
So anyway, Shiloh wants to say to everybody, thank you. Thank you very much for voting for her.
All right.
The Hawaiian Tropic
contest. She wants to say, what, did she thank us, too?
No, just everybody that voted for
you. Oh, okay.
Did you vote on the web?
No, I didn't.
Well, no. Then F you. Well, F you.
Well, F you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100, I hope.
Yes.
Cool.
Correct. What's your name?
Steven.
Steve, where are you from?
Sacramento area.
Steve, call 100. You've won, this is a great prize, the Lobster Graham delivery.
Ooh, cool.
Two live Maine lobsters and steaks, courtesy of Lobster Graham. Go to www.livelob.com for a complete description of Lobster Graham deliveries. Now, are you ready to go for the big money?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. $500 online. You know, something tells me he's not the most serious contestant we've ever had play this game.
Are you going to play the game?
Come on.
Are you
going to play? I'm passionate. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it seriously. Like a long drive that I really need or a putt I got to make. I want the money.
All right. All right. Good.
All right. Okay. Very good.
I read you wrong. Here we go. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Bob Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. There it is. And with the exception of the last guest, which was opening or closing the Bible, all of the guesses we've had have been very close and very good.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes. All right, I think this guy's trouble. I agree with you. I think he's trouble.
$500
What is it?
What is it?
Yes.
I would say it was the Velcro on mittens. Snow mittens.
And I would say, no freaking way.
No.
No.
You're wrong.
But a good guess.
Sorry.
I'll give you that. It was a good guess. You did have a good guess.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guess
it's
is a clue
for you.
You know, technically, by way of giving you another clue, Velcro on mittens, that's winter. That's not Christmas.
Right. Velcro on mittens and Dennis is seedy.
Think. Christmas. We're going to start with the clues tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, we need clues.
Yeah, we're going to start giving you clues tomorrow. Now it's time for news and comments.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz?
Yes.
So excited about Shiloh winning the Hawaiian Tropic online contest?
Yes, I am.
Right. What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, he didn't inhale, but he's against jail for those who do.
Ah, where was he 3 years ago when I needed him? Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and comments. Coming
on
up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Now that I'm clean, yeah. You know, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
That was very...
That was very professional, dude.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He also, you may hear that he also said something about his don't ask, don't tell policy being dumbass. He does say that...
That's my dumbass policy.
No, my stupid idiot. He does say that he regrets the way the policy worked out. There's some dispute between the White House and Rolling Stone as to whether or not he actually used the word dumbass to describe the policy.
He'd say it. We got tape on him. You know, listen, goddammit.
Dumbass.
You know, I'll say this, though, about the pot thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's well documented. I used to party. I used to party. Mm-hmm. I don't party anymore.
Right.
I had to learn my lesson the hard way because I got caught with a small amount of pot.
Right.
If I hadn't been caught with a small amount of pot and gotten in a lot of trouble, I don't know if I would have quit. You know what I mean? If they would have come to me and just said, oh, you know what?
Yep.
Pay a $20 fine, I might not have quit. And it was the greatest thing in the world that ever happened to me.
It worked out for you.
Yeah, giving that up. So I don't know.
Well, and that's, you know, you speak from an experience that a lot of people don't speak from, and I think that you got to think about that when he talks about not hurting people. What about, and I'm not talking about pot, I'm talking about, you know, other drugs too, if it leads to other drugs, then you are hurting somebody, you're hurting yourself in a lot of cases.
Right.
Especially when you consider the people.
I used to do those too.
You know, the thing is, when you do get to, and you and I have seen people that get to that extreme level, and that is when they're kind of hurting themselves, you know. Maybe they need to be stopped, but I also don't think that prison is the way to do it. I think there got to be other measures. We have to reevaluate it.
Indeed,
and it's a very emotional issue, and that leads us to this guy. Things are getting worse, not better, for Robert Downey Jr. He's just been fired from a movie he'd been signed to make.
Oh, I might feel so strongly about Robert Downey
Jr.
Here. Here's an editorial comment.
Okay.
Thank you. He's very opinionated on the Ally McBeal star.
Yeah, I have three strong opinions there.
Yeah, so. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Oh.
Those opinions stink. Yeah. That opinion stinks.
Thank you. So Downey's just been fired from a movie he'd been signed to make. Last weekend, he checked himself into a hospital for depression. And worst of all, next week's People magazine says he'd been using drugs at least 6 weeks before his recent arrest.
You know, like, that's a big deal.
And maybe longer.
He'd been using them, of course.
The magazine quotes at least two sources, including one close to his estranged wife. The article says that during a weekend visit with his son 2 weeks before his arrest, he left the boy with an assistant while he went out to score some drugs. Downey was expected to return to the set of Ally McBeal today for the first time since his most recent arrest.
Oh.
The Florida Supreme Court says it will have nothing to say about the presidential race until tomorrow at the earliest.
Yeah, delay it a little more.
Today, the court heard Al Gore's lawyer say there's still time for a recount, and it heard George W. Bush's lawyer say there's no reason for a recount and that the court doesn't have the authority to order one anyway.
You know, but here's the thing that's the pisser about this, and I watched some of that this morning, and then I watched the talking heads come on afterwards.
Right.
And they're trying to explain. And really what I got from this is, if Gore wins, then Bush can take this somewhere else and appeal it somewhere else.
Yeah, he does.
And
United States Supreme Court.
And if Bush wins, well, maybe there'll be some people saying that Gore should quit.
Right.
But he really doesn't have to quit.
Right.
So why are they even doing this?
Yeah, because they have to go through the system, and it's ridiculous. And the thing, and then you got the Florida legislature set on tomorrow to pick their own electors.
Tomorrow's wild card, which they're saying they're doing to hedge their bets in case this isn't settled by the Tuesday deadline.
Unbelievable.
Gore's lawyer got a lot of.
Can I just say this, George? Just quit.
That would make it easier, wouldn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Just
indeed. Oh, and on that subject, by the way, Gore has been saying, his people have been saying, that if he lost the Florida Supreme Court case, that would be it. They're saying now his efforts, and I quote, may not end with an unfavorable Supreme Court decision tomorrow.
Nobody knows what he's thinking.
Right,
and
that's true.
I'd say that there's a pretty good chance he might bag it if he loses that tomorrow.
Well, here's what we've
got that one where they're going to throw out the ballot. That's the one that I think everybody's saying is getting more and more important.
Here's the thing. If he gets his ass kicked in all of these various court battles, you're going to see all these Democrats who have been standing behind him.
Right.
You're going to see them start to say, hey, you know what? He's on his own.
Yeah, it's a battle of attrition, and even those of us, the most staunch Democrats, are, you know, waiting kind of to see what happens tomorrow as, you know, if it does go against him. But you know what? That one case that stands out to me, and they're talking, everybody's talking about this, is the case that has nothing to do with the Democratic Party. This was filed by a Democratic voter, and that's to throw out, what, is it $15,000?
That's correct. That's
because they were done illegally. I think that's more important than the Supreme Court now.
It may turn out to be. That's what's funny, because all these plates are spinning in the air at the same time, and regarding those two smaller cases, at least one of those we're expecting a ruling on tomorrow.
Doesn't anybody, though, realize this is all such crap?
Yeah.
It was 30 friggin' days ago.
This is
30 friggin' days ago.
This is our system.
Ass. Okay, Scott. I mean, really, 30 friggin' days ago. One of you pricks is going to win and one of you pricks is going to lose.
Indeed.
It's maddening. It's embarrassing.
It is really,
disgusting, embarrassing.
The criminal justice system and the justice system.
Diddly poo.
It sucks.
In a nutshell, here's what happened at the Supreme Court today, if this will give you any indication. Gore's lawyer got
at the Florida Supreme Court.
That's correct. Gore's lawyer got a lot of skeptical questions from the justices about why some counties should be recounted as opposed to the whole state.
Thank you for not playing that guy that says, hear ye, hear ye. If I hear that one more in the trite, repetitive, can't come up with anything creative news stories where they all have to leave.
That guy should be working. He should be working at Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Right. He should not be working in the Florida Supreme Court.
Oh, and they all say, today at the Supreme Court, hear ye, hear ye. Okay, we know he screams, and it's a fantastic way to start your story, you moron.
Very cute. Bush was stuck.
Right.
Bush's lawyer got a tough question, too. Why a lower court judge didn't bother to inspect the ballots in question before ruling against a recount? Anyway, that's it so far.
We're getting sick of it. And, you know, all this talk that tomorrow's the day. Hey, everybody, wake up. Tomorrow ain't the day. And then they say, no, it's the 12th is the day.
Do we have a bet that before we leave for our little break?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is our bet?
Our bet is it's just a gentleman's bet.
Gentleman's bet, okay.
But you bet that it would be decided
by then,
before
Friday,
we go off
last
on vacation.
Vacation right. And there were no stakes. So it's just mostly a rooting thing.
There were no stakes, but there were shrimp.
Ah!
A lobster. If the presidential thing doesn't work out, Al Gore can always get a job in radio. Talk Radio KABC is offering Gore a midday shift if George W. Bush wins the final count. Program director Eric Braverman, do you know this guy? Braverman says he...
How you doing, man? This is Al Gore.
Way too much energy.
How you doing? Al Gore get together on a Tuesday. Sunshine at SoCal.
SoCal.
The boss says he'd team Gore with Al Rantel to make the Al and Al show.
I'm Al.
And I'm Al.
It's the Al and Al show.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Station's offering a 4-year deal that pays the same as being president, $200,000. And the station says it would also pay for his move.
Hey, it's Al Gore, the boy next door.
Good morning.
Wear something flimsy today, girls.
Good morning, Vice President.
Jesus. Hold on, bro.
All right.
You know, again, I'm not mad at you.
I know.
I'm not mad at the Turk.
We're done.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just so overloaded on this crap.
We all are, but that's what's going on.
Just give us a friggin' end to it. One of the guys wins, one of the guys loses, please. Then we can move on.
Yeah. Move on.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, everybody, be back with more news and comment right after this.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasms, the Don and Mike Show.
Here's Maestro Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, a man who played Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes is dead. Bernard Klemperer died at his home in New York yesterday at the age of 80. Klemperer was a refugee from Nazi Germany along with his father, a famous conductor.
He was a guy who was on our show quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, good guy.
And as a matter of fact, I feel bad. The last time we had him on, this was one of the last things he had to say to us.
What a horrible thing to say.
And something interesting I think we should mention is, remember, he would only come on the last time if he was introduced as Emmy Award-winning actor Warner Klemperer.
Yeah.
So what a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, well, we have good luck with Emmy Award winners.
Tomorrow.
Oh, Patricia Heaton.
Yeah. Right. Tomorrow we'll be channeling the dead spirit of Colonel Klink.
Oh, yeah,
we'll be very excited. Klinken and Major Hochstetter together again.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are gone. Up in heaven.
But that's the last thing that he said to us.
What a horrible thing to say.
Sorry, now he's dead.
Emmy Award winner, Warner Klemperer.
He won two Emmys, in fact, for his part as Colonel Klink in the 1960s. He didn't like being remembered as just that, though.
So you're saying he's won one more Emmy than Patricia Heaton?
Yes, he had two, actually.
Excellent.
Gotcha.
He preferred to be known as a classical music conductor, and he had appeared with nearly every major symphony in the United States. Now, the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia is over, if you don't count the recent submarine incident or the conviction this week of an American on spy charges. The American is 54-year-old Pennsylvania businessman Ed Pope. The Russians say he tried to get secret blueprints for one of their torpedoes. His case could put a big chill on U.S.-Soviet relations, especially since he has cancer. His wife says the cancer was in remission when he went to Russia earlier this year, but now she says he's in pain and has trouble speaking. She says that if he isn't hospitalized soon, he will die. President Clinton's talked to Russia's president about this three times, but every time so far, Vladimir Putin has refused to intervene.
President Clinton.
Mm-hmm. A couple of words about the scooters that are so hot. At first, you should know that the American Medical Association...
Hey, Scooter from Mobile. Hot down on my scooter.
Oh, not that
scooter from Mobile. New York Yankees, 1967. Scooter from Mobile. Scooter.
First, you should know that the American Medical Association says the scooters are okay, especially if riders use safety equipment like helmets and knee pads. Second, you should know that one of the companies making the scooters is recalling nearly 100,000 of them. The Kent Kickin' Mini Scooters have handles that come clean out of the steering column, which can, as you might imagine, cause steering problems.
Well, that's not good.
And plus, they're bad if they get caught in your Duke.
Yeah. The Racer X2O scooters have handlebars that can break clear off.
Oh, clean off.
It's been a miracle of a Christmas for Penthouse publisher Bob Guccione. The New York Post reports that he's managed to refinance $52 million in debt, and he did it just 3 weeks before the deadline that would have done him in. But the paper says he's been told by his doctors he's beaten the throat cancer. Quoting Guccione, miracles are for everybody. E. coli is coming.
Yeah.
Now, at least 30 people have come down with something after eating ground beef from Cub food stores in three Midwestern states.
Uh-oh.
The states are Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Mm.
The ground beef comes from American Foods Group in Green Bay, and that company has recalled over 1 million pounds of ground beef.
Green Bay? Oh, North Green Bay is going to be very upset when he hears that.
They were calling the ground round from all the Cub stores that to supply in Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Minnesota, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and seven other states.
I'd like the big meat burger, please.
The company says it's run tests at its plant.
The BM burger.
It's found no evidence of E. coli contamination.
This is not the best burger I've ever tasted.
Oh, this hamburger tastes like that.
Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum people say they have always wanted an electric chair, and now they have one. A spokesman for the company says the chair just acquired from the state of Tennessee will, and I quote, fit in very, very nicely in the Crime and Punishment Gallery, which also features medieval torture devices. Old Sparky, as the chair was called in Tennessee, was used for 125 executions between 1916 and 1960.
Wasn't the chair called Old Sparky in every state that it was used in?
I think so.
I think so.
Term of endearment, you know.
Old Sparky.
It was refurbished in...
O-L-E.
Yes.
Old Sparky. Like C-A-P-N, Captain Crunch.
Right. And if they executed little people, like dwarves,
right,
it would have been Little Sparky.
L-I-L.
A little old Sparky.
God.
It was refurbished in 84, replaced in 89. The guy who claims he owns the chair put it up on eBay first.
and the bidding got up to $29,000.
A Sparky Anderson.
But Tennessee officials, are there any other Sparkies?
Oh, you're king of the Sparky.
King of the Sparky.
Yeah, I think there's any other Sparky.
That's it.
Tennessee officials made eBay take down the item until they could check the authenticity and the ownership. And those issues, by the way,
Sparky Lyle. Even though I'm after that, but that was another Sparky. That's valid. Buzz, one more, please.
A woman in Ohio is in trouble for letting a stripper perform at a party that included teenagers.
Sparks, Nevada.
Sparks Steakhouse.
Never heard of it.
It's where Paul Castellano was killed by John Gotti's crew out in front. Remember
that? Should have known it. Should have known.
Sparks Steakhouse.
Isn't there a chick named Leslie Sparks?
Starks.
Oh.
Starks.
Okay. 41-year-old Ann Salazar has a daughter who was hosting a party for an 18-year-old male friend. The guy was given a birthday card containing money. He was told he could either keep the money or give it to the dancer for her to get totally naked. Being an 18-year-old male, he gave the money to the stripper and she got naked.
Right.
The mother now faces a $2,500 fine and up to a year in prison for disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. Also at the party, two 18-year-old boys, two 17-year-old boys, and a 16-year-old girl charged with underage consumption of alcohol. The stripper wasn't charged with anything.
Man, they always get away with stuff.
She didn't just win at a Hawaiian tropic contest, did she?
Yeah!
Stripper, no, all right.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Put the news in the comments prize package. Selected especially for you right now if you're the 100th caller.
That's right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Lisa's standing by. She'll count to 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You've got bad breath, Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bung.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Buzz. In sports, Washington Capitals player Joe Murphy is recovering after getting whacked in the head with a glass in a Greenwich Village nightclub. Police say the NHL player was hit by a man, upset Murphy was talking to his girlfriend. A man now faces assault charges.
Murphy,
the hockey player, was treated at a hospital for cuts to his face and neck and then released. It happened about 5 o'clock this morning, just hours after the Caps lost to the Rangers at Madison Square Garden.
5 o'clock, yes, and that's the important thing. The Caps lost to the Rangers.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, after the loss, go out there. Stay at the bar. At the bar till 5 o'clock.
Finally, a woman in England has admitted she bit off the testicle of her best friend's husband.
Was it one of the Spice Girls?
No, not this time.
Hello. You bit off me right buttock. Well, I'm hungry. Hello. This is Ginger Spice. Ginger, you took your teeth and you bit it right off. Let me eat one of your balls. All right then. Go down here. I may pull my scrout out, and you have yourself a good bite. Mmm! Where's that commie sound effect, Rob? Here you go. I'm exposing it to you, Ginger. Oh! That's good. I just need to boil that bowl. We like all our food boiled. Hello.
Hello. This is Ginger Spice.
And this is a lover with one ball.
The 32-year-old biter says the friend's husband attacked her. The best friend has testified that the woman was indeed defending herself, so authorities have reduced the charges against the biter. The best friend says she'd only been married to the guy for 3 weeks and that she has since divorced him. Police say the man didn't realize at first what the woman had done, so I'm guessing there was alcohol involved.
As soon as you feel the teeth going into your sack?
Well, the alcohol goes right out the window.
Numbs it, sure.
Oh.
The missing testicle was later discovered under a picture frame in the man's living room.
Oh, girl.
Well, at least he didn't have to do the search.
Oh.
You know, the way like if a dog eats something.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, see if it came out and pooped.
Yeah, get a toothpick.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. No! That's it. We got no! Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll follow up with Ryder, who will be in Reno.
Yay!
Plus tomorrow we'll have Conversation Beyond the Dead with Werner Klumpfer.
Yeah!
Tomorrow Greg Dumble will be picking the clothes with us for the Scab and Lee brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy.
Good.
And, you know, tomorrow night, it's the JFK staff Christmas party.
Yes, sirree. All the goings on. Who will be sleeping with who?
So most likely we'll be out of here on time tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. It's you and me again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, yes you are. What's your name, please?
Jake in Reno.
Jake in Reno, take care of our friend Ryder, please.
All right.
Jake, you won the Lobster Graham delivery of two Live Bay lobsters from Lobster Graham, www.livelob.com.
They're the best.
But wait, there's more. You've also won the WWF Armageddon prize pack. Armageddon in demand, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, live from Tampa. Please enjoy it. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order WWF Armageddon.
Thank you. You guys rule.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow we'll also be giving away a year's worth of WWF pay-per-views.
Oh, I want that.
All of that on tomorrow's show. That's it. We got to go. See you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
All right.
Throw that, what is that, your Sam Huff football hat? Yeah, okay. Throw that old football helmet in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might be naked after all.
Oh,
I hope that doesn't ruin the party.
No. What happened?
He missed it. I almost got it in his mouth.
See you tomorrow.
How long, everybody?
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Saturday was strange saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.